Okay, we're on.
All right, it is 6 o'clock on January 8th, 2018. First meeting of the Duxbury Select Board in the new year. Mm-hmm. Welcome, everyone. We'll start with introductions of the Select Board.
I'm Aaron Lander.
Lars Dixon.
Tamitha Thomas-Hossey.
Jerry McMahon.
Stacy Gibson-Granfield. Additions and changes to the agenda, so I have a couple. First of all, Bob McGee is here and asked to have a little time on the meeting. But because we have Mr. Fletcher here from the town attorney's office and we are expecting John Olin from Toil and Tanner or Hanner and Toil?
Oil and Tanner.
Oil and Tanner. coming to talk about the Dowsville project, if John is here when we get to this point, I'd like to bump him ahead of that. And then the first person to address the board as a citizen would be Bob after that.
So Bob is here to speak with
Bob. Jeff. Is here. He's sitting right there.
Fletcher, sorry, I should.
Oh,
be.
Bob Fletcher is, yes.
Okay, and that's a separate from John Olin?
No, they're together.
They're together, okay.
Yep.
Thanks.
Yep. Under reports, Emergency Management Committee, Eric can't be here tonight due to another commitment. So instead of having time in tonight's meeting, they will have time on the 22nd. The one thing he did ask is that the board review the hazard mitigation plan and get feedback to him before that meeting. So what I would ask is that if you have any feedback or comments on that plan, that you get them to him by the end of this week. Allow him to meet his timeline.
And Stacy, can I ask a question? Mm-hmm. Do you know if he reviewed that plan with Adam? That was
I believe
okay.
so.
That was my only.
Yep. In his email, he said he had updated it with the road project priorities.
Okay, awesome.
Under new business, a couple of items that came in through email today and yesterday is the Mad River Roads Roundtable. We need to discuss if we want to meet with them before town meeting. If so, who will be attending that meeting? And if not before town meeting, do we want to defer it to after town meeting? There's John. And one additional item is upcoming EMD training, which is February 17th. So we'll just talk about that when we get to it in the agenda under new business. So that's emergency management.
Director
training. And then there's just a couple of housekeeping items for the select board that I think can wait to the end of the meeting.
I had a couple changes to the agenda, too.
Okay.
Wanted to add under old business just a follow-up to the records request that was submitted at the last meeting.
Anything else, Erin?
No, that's it for the regular agenda.
Lars, any changes or additions?
No changes or additions.
The only thing I'll add under the treasurer's report is just we need to approve an invoice for payment for the road crew ad.
Okay.
So we'll be able to give it to Ann.
Okay. Jerry, any changes,
nothing
additions?
No.
And I did actually have one other thing. I think we have to discuss this. Ken's resignation as Lister. Do we have to take any action on that? No. Okay. I didn't know.
I don't think you need to worry about appointing anybody. If you feel otherwise, you could. But it's only effective 1 minute before town meeting. So.
Oh. Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't need to worry about it till town meeting anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be just one of those.
And then we do have this, which I think is just, this is what came in the mail to us earlier, Maureen. It's the certificate of highway mileage.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just not sure what we
do
with that.
We'll talk to Bob first, and then we'll go
to that. We'll go to that? Okay. All right. So that's all I've got there. We can deal with that at the end. All right. So since, do we have to vote on that? I can't remember. I'm having a little brain cramp tonight. Okay. So we're going to skip over citizens and visitors to address the select board and go right to the Dowsville Road Construction Project Update. Nothing like putting you on the spot as soon as you walk in the door, John.
That's fine. Got you.
Might want to just start by introducing yourselves, since we have some new attendees this evening. So John is an engineer or a project manager assigned with the engineering company Hoyle & Tanner. They've been working with Adam on the Dowsville culvert replacement project. So They were here last month meeting or November?
Yeah.
Last month.
December. Yeah.
Gave us an overview of the project schematics, left us with those specs and the timeline to review. Mr. Fletcher is here from the town attorney's office. He's also reviewed some of that documentation. So this is basically just to give an update on where we are with that project and what our next steps are.
Great. So we are in preliminary design. We have met with Jaron Borg, the river management engineer, and Fish and Wildlife. Just last week, we went down to Montpelier and showed them the concept for the form line, the bottom on the culvert. So they were, Jaron was favorable towards it, and then Fish and Wildlife asked for a few additional hydraulics analysis that we should have. My engineer was pretty close to finishing up today. So we get that in, and it seems like everything's moving along. It's fine track there for permitting the culvert replacement. Our plans are in pretty good shape. I think our schedule had us submitting a draft copy of the preliminary plans to the town this week.
Okay.
I think we should be able to hit that no problem. The only thing I want to tie with that is the estimate. Usually we'll submit the draft preliminary plans with an estimate, so you have that. And that is a little bit further behind, but I can work with Adam on and you guys at this moment as to when that comes in. It will be either this Friday or early next week.
Okay. So as far as the specs go, I did ask the board to just kind of review the document, and I already, I believe, received feedback from Adam that you didn't have any additional comments.
I'm happy with it.
Does anybody on the board have any questions or comments?
So far.
No. We're all set. So
yeah, so the background on the specs. In specs, everyone else in the M2, they're called the EJCDC, which is the Engineer Joint Contractor DC something committee. But basically, they're an industry-wide specification that was developed to be fair and to be used in municipal situations like this. They do reference the VTRAN specs for all the materials. As well as there's a Division 100, which Bob and I have gone back and forth on last week, and we can talk about whether that front section of VTRANS needs to be referenced at all, because really the EJC has quite a bit to cover in the front end. So just a matter of I don't think the town Duxbury didn't have a standard coming into this project.
Right.
I just want to make sure that everything is agreeable to the town, that we go forward and we're looking to advertise this project sometime in March, so this is an early opportunity to just make sure everyone's, we get our comments in and address them early enough in the project.
Okay. Bob, did you have anything you wanted to add?
On the contract form or the specs?
Either. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, as John indicated, he and I conversed a little bit last week by email. My primary concern about using standardized specs is that you're trying to fit your project into somebody else's template. And
one size doesn't always fit all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Particularly when you try and layer on top of the EJCDC set of docs, I mean, which is this material, you know, without any, there are no technical specs, there's no special provisions, this is it, as it exists today. But when you layer on top of it the stuff in the three-ring binder, which is the VTRANS section 100, I mean, there's thousands of pages of VTRANS specs. And the 100 series are drafted for the agency, by the agency, to protect the agency, and they talk extensively about five or six layers of engineer services that you don't have. They cross-reference to the project design engineer and the resident engineer and the, you know, the culvert engineer, and I mean, it goes on and on and on. So my concern is always in these projects that you don't spend a lot of money on an upgrade on a project and spend a lot of money having it designed by an engineer and then are penny wise with respect to taking the time to get the contract in the right shape.
Right.
It's a real risk. Mm-hmm. John will tell you that 9 times out of 10 it's not a problem, and that's probably true, but the 1 out of 10 times that it is a problem, I've seen it cost communities 3 years of litigation over change orders, claims, mm-hmm. delays, which kind of construction management basically, how is the work plan, and how tightly do you hold the contractor to the work plan?
Mm-hmm.
And is there a schedule? Is it a Gantt type schedule,
right.
or is it something more detailed?
Is it
on
a breakdown structure, all that stuff?
And you know, as I explained to John the other day, there's enough loose parts. Mm-hmm. The V-Trans system works reasonably well for V-Trans, I assume. I've never had to litigate for them. I've litigated for municipalities with respect to projects where the V-Trans stuff has been layered on top of a contract. It's not pretty.
Yeah.
And so I would encourage the board to allow our shop and John to work on going through. I mean, I went through over the weekend and was able to cut out large chunks of the V-Trans material because it's either covered by the EJ-CDC or it is contrary to the EJ-CDC.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing you want to do is give this pile of material to somebody with an attorney who's got the time to go through it and say, oh, well, let's take advantage of that. Let's take advantage mm-hmm. of this. You know, look at that. That's, you know, cite to this, cite to that. The same is true in some regard to the plans and specifications that V-Trans has generated for its own projects, because it's always referring back to its own contract documents.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it talks about, you know, if you hand a contractor the plan and the plan on it has a reference in a note to such and such specification, and if you've excluded it in your contract but it's still in the plans, the contractor will say, well, what am I supposed to do? You've taken it out here and you've left it in over here.
Yeah, that's...
You sent me a complex, you know, you sent me this as a complete package.
Yeah.
I read it to mean this. You read it to mean that.
It's,
you know.
It's like that through several agencies and state governments.
Yeah.
I would
encourage you to allow us the opportunity to go through and see if we can't make... Not wholesale revisions to the EJ-CDC necessarily, but at least go through and figure out if there are elements of the V-Trans piece that we don't need.
Mm-hmm.
Those that are specific to materials, you know, what passes muster for the quality of the cement you're pouring, or the, you know, the subgrade that you're putting in, or the culverts that you're using. That's all fine. I mean, that's good stuff. Take advantage of their expertise in that. But don't buy their contract management piece because it's built for them, not for you.
Right.
And it doesn't work.
And there's nothing in our grant, right, Adam, that requires that we use that.
No, it follows the codes and standards that you already signed.
Okay.
That's the only.
Okay. Ready?
Just to add on that, so the only thing I did mention, we do have a spot in the specifications where it sets the order of precedence mm-hmm. on the documents where the supplementary conditions are ahead of the EJ-CDC specs, which are ahead of V-Trans. So even though there are redundancies, we fully acknowledge that. The only reason we've never deleted out is just in case there is something that's covered in the V-Trans specs that we didn't, that isn't covered in the EJ-CDC. It's like an extra layer, like Bob said, the majority of times you never need to use any of it. And in a perfect project, it sets a little bit of the tone of this is how.
Is
this
there is such a thing as a perfect project?
Yeah. We've had very successful projects go through where you have an experienced contractor, an experienced engineer, mm-hmm. an experienced client, and you smooth through, nice smooth sailing. But there are those cases where you do need to go back to it. I've had a number of times where it's kind of a very specific language in a few different parts. So I do think that the EJ-CD specs are better than for municipalities than the V-Trans. So we do say that would be where I would start. Now, whether or not you can fully delete out the 100 specs, would be better
maybe
qualified to review for
pull what's meaningful out of the 100 specs and just hold on to them, and then the rest of it?
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah.
or strike them all together.
Yeah, I mean, what you don't want to do is get contradictory provisions, because you'll end up with a good contractor who has a better lawyer, who wants to say, you know, I can read this three ways. Why don't we all hire experts and spend a lot of money? And it makes what once was a trying project a
impossible.
Really miserable project.
It is. Yeah, I've been through similar initiatives with technology projects.
Yeah,
it's the same thing. So, questions or comments from the board?
This all makes sense to me, removing redundancies and looking for disparate parts.
Terry, you agree?
I like what Mr. Fletcher said about materials, since I work in the materials lab at VTrans. I agree to 100s. I don't get to look at them much, and I'm not privy to much of the business or legal end of things, but yeah, if you any of that you can eliminate, I think would be good.
All right. I think that's not anything we need to vote on, but I think it makes sense for you guys to go ahead and continue to collaborate, so we have a good contract to protect the town. That'd be great.
And we'll keep it on track for your March.
Yes, and just keep us posted on what our next steps are. You can work through Adam, or Adam and I, or Adam, myself, and Lars, whoever. Just keep us all kind of copied in on whatever it is you need from the board. If it's just stuff you need from Adam, we don't necessarily need to be copied in on that. But certainly if there's anything that the board's going to be required to take action, needs to be on an agenda, let us know so that we can make sure that we follow through. And we're going to 2 meetings a month now. So 2 weeks from today we have another meeting, and then 2 weeks from that. And then another, you know, so we have more opportunities for you to come in and meet with us if you need to.
Okay.
Right.
Has there been any development on the right-of-way, discussions with those abutting property owners?
We sent the letters, right, Maureen? Mm-hmm. I haven't heard a thing.
That was right after the December meeting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We haven't heard anything. You haven't seen or heard anything.
Nothing.
So, and we were requesting email addresses from them too, weren't we?
Yeah,
but we only got email addresses from a couple. I think part of it was like the folks that are in New York or Brooklyn or something.
Marjo.
Yeah, we don't have those. But I know we do have for the Meekers, we have their email address.
And did the letter require a response from them by a certain date or time?
I don't remember.
I can't remember.
Okay, let's take a look at that. If it did, I don't know, if Adam, do you want to try to follow up with those property owners about the right-of-way?
Okay.
Is that something that you would normally do, or would you want a member of the...
If you give me contact information, I'm happy to reach out to them.
Okay, so why don't we do that? Then we'll have John contact them.
Okay.
So, Maureen, can you provide him with the...
Letters?
That'd be great. Other than that, I don't think there was anything else I wanted to discuss. I don't know if you guys have any additional questions or...
Not on this project.
No. Plenty of others. Good grief. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
This is like a short little stint for you, but I appreciate you coming in and giving us an update.
Yeah. You got, could stick around. Do you want to check in on anything? I have some plans.
I
can. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Sure.
Bob, thank you for your help.
Oh, not a problem. You know that other thing we were just talking about?
Yes, sir.
Statute doesn't require 30 days.
Okay.
This is promptly.
Awesome.
And then 30 days.
Okay.
So. Prompt is prompt. Not 30 days.
Right. Awesome.
So you needn't worry about tonight.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Maureen, I'm going to be back in touch.
Okay.
I can't wait to look at that. All the rest of that stuff is time for.
You two are having way too much fun.
Thank y'all.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so next item on the agenda is citizens and visitors to address the select board.
If anybody wants to inform me, because I'm...
Okay. So, Brian?
Yeah. As you know, I sent emails to you guys earlier, a few weeks ago, whatever it was. I was just kind of curious as to what we're doing about another person, because especially like Thursday and Friday coming up, it's going to be, you know, half to three quarters of an inch of rain. And it turns into a, it's not safe. By the time I get done doing Cross the Hill, get over to the south end of town, get that done, by the time I get back here, things are so froze up, it's like a luge. Mm-hmm. And having the capability of having Kyle come in, and I know you sent me an email saying that you decided to go a different way. Well, it's been a month and a half now, mm-hmm. and I need some help.
Okay, so I did talk with Adam last week and asked him to follow up with Kyle again to see if he was still interested.
He was here the end of last week and mm-hmm. said, have we heard anything more? And
I also have a candidate.
Okay, so I don't want to get into all of these discussions right now, but what I want to say to you is I hear you loud and clear. So we've recognized that things have changed since we initially made the decision to post for that vacancy. At the time that we did it, we thought Adam was going to be out 5 to 5 months to a year, possibly. Mm-hmm. So that's why we were looking at a temporary... Let me just finish, okay? That's why we were looking at a temporary full-time and didn't go with Kyle. At the time, we didn't think it was necessary. Things have changed since then. Doesn't look like Adam's going to be out as long. I understand that weather is a problem. And so what I'm trying to tell you is I did ask about Kyle's availability. I have not heard from Adam yet. I expect him to report back to us tonight. And then we have some other options that we can also discuss as a board. So what we are aware that there's been a lot of overtime put on the two-man crew because of the weather. Nobody can predict the weather.
And well, we're trying and not to just that it's, you know, so much more work. It's, you know, thinking for the town, you know, you're paying Kyle straight time, you're paying me overtime for 19 hours, where if Kyle would have, which he was free that day and the day before, and he said he was willing to come in nights and weekends to help us, and that's when we need the most help, is, you know, from 2 in the morning. He said he doesn't have to go to work until 7:30, 8 o'clock. So okay. If I call him in at 2, he comes in, plows, done, we're gone. Okay. Way less overtime, cheaper for the town.
So we will discuss it and let you know tomorrow what our decision is. Okay.
And the other thing is, you know, now that doing two people's job, we talked about this too, I just feel that I should be compensated for it. I mean, so it's a lot more work on me, which I didn't sign up for. You know, now you're paying me what I get paid to do two people's job.
So you did email the board. We have an executive session tonight to discuss personnel matters. That is one of them.
Okay.
We cannot discuss personnel matters in open meeting.
Okay.
And that is to protect you as mm-hmm. well as the town. So we will be discussing that tonight. And again, I can give you a response, or Adam can, in the morning.
Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything else, Brian?
That is it.
Thank you very much for coming in. All right.
You want to go next?
Go ahead, Keith. I think Bob's planning on having a little
going
time.
Long
he hasn't been here all year, so he wants to make up for it.
That's right. Keith Bumper, I live over on Ryan Road. First and foremost, I think the crew has been doing an amazing job. Every
Thank
time
you.
I talk to somebody, email or whatever, I'm really pleased what everybody's been doing as far as the town roads. But my concern on Ryan Road is truck traffic. Mm. And, you know, since beginning of December, I think it's either 5 or 6 times Griffin & Griffin and or one of the over-the-road trucks have been stuck on the road. And it becomes a challenge for us trying to get in and out of the house, you know. Mm-hmm. And if, as a town, we're deciding that truck traffic's allowed on that road, we need to make sure that trucks can get up and down. If we're going to decide that trucks shouldn't go up and down the road, then, you know, another decision needs to be made.
Yeah.
Day before, was it Christmas Eve? The night before Christmas Eve, Griffin & Griffin had a truck and they couldn't make it up, a trailer. Couldn't make it up, so they dropped a gooseneck in the middle of 100. And when you do that, there's no flashers on a trailer. Dropped their big loader, drove up the hill, then went back and connected the tractor to the trailer. Somebody comes down from 100 heading south, you can't see the end of that trailer, no flashers, no hazard. That's a hat. You know, mm-hmm. call state police and they're letting us know. it becomes a nuisance for us.
Right.
That said, for now, moving forward, if Graham decides to develop the logging, the chipping, or whatever industry on Ryan Road, it's a lot more truck traffic.
So Adam did raise this with me late last week as well. And my understanding is that that road is zoned commercial. So that's where I think we have a little bit more investigation that we have to do. I'm not saying that's a roadblock or that that's a anything. It's just something that I need to understand what that means. What does the town have for rights around that road? What are our options? What can we do to make that better for the residents and for the businesses that are there?
Sure.
So I think we need to sit down with Adam and figure out what our options are, mm-hmm. And also determine what do we have to do with the business owners up there as well. Because I don't think it's just the crew has to do stuff to that road. I think that the business has to take a little responsibility, too. And I just need to understand what that is. Mm-hmm. Maureen?
My understanding when I was on select board, it wasn't posted because they were going to maintain it. Griffin,
the business was.
Griffin and Griffin wanted heavy trucks, so the posting was not done. But they were also going to make sure.
Do we?
Redid that road this past fall.
Yeah, I know. I remember.
And I don't think it's been a problem until.
The big thing is the truckers. Has it been every winter?
Okay, one at a time, please, so I can keep track. Do we have anything documented, Maureen, when Griffin and Griffin went up there, like when they first bought that property?
Oh, they've been there for a long time. I mean,
is there
anything
about?
There is something in the DRB. Because it came up when Graham bought the property, hours of operation, and there's a DRB stipulation that,
okay.
But that went with the sawmill years ago.
Okay.
So there's a lot of history on that Ryan mm-hmm. Road, because when Howard Burno's up there with his mill, the board had to do the same thing. We left it up to him to maintain the road.
Okay.
You know, and all in fairness, whether it's commercial or whatever, you've got another trucker, which is up the road here and across the hill, what's his name, Wilder, that has to leave his truck up there during mud season or leave it somewhere else other than where it is. But there should be some stipulation. But back when we were fighting with Howard, because at the time, my first year I was with Howard and Clyde Morris and couldn't get anywhere, but we come to terms that they should maintain it. You know, if they need to put gravel in it, it's not up to the town. I mean, the amount of gravel has been dumped on that road. Mm. I mean, it's getting sucked up in clay and everything else. And obviously he repaired it, but they need to borne some of that responsibility.
Okay.
Especially because before, there wasn't anybody up on the end of Ryan Road. That was camps. I mean, that was years ago. I know things have changed. Now you've got people live up there that can't make it through the mud.
Yeah.
And if these truckers that are delivering Griffin and Griffin salt, it's just pallets of salt that they sell, if they would just stop at the store or whatever and put some chains on
it,
because there's no, you can't get a run on it. So they try and make the corner, and then they make it a truck length up the hill, and that's where they sit.
And I know Adam has reached out to Griffin and Griffin in prior years and said, hey, you got to step it up, and then that resolved it. So maybe...
Do you know if he's reached out about this recent?
He talked to Mike not long ago about it.
Okay.
And I don't know if Mike got back to him. Mike was supposed to talk to the truckers. And
so we could ask that during his report. And then what I'm inclined to do is write an official letter from the whole board to Griffin and Griffin and say, we need you to start taking these measures.
And I'll check in with the DRB
and see process when they were damaging that side for the logging.
When he called the other day, the end of last week about it, I talked to you on the phone, and I had just came from Ryan Road. It was plowed, sanded, to the hill, because we usually know when they're getting trucks, and it's just a matter of get out and put some tire chains on.
Certainly the change required sign visibly
something
up there, plus the notice.
Yeah, I mean, I think we definitely, and I think what we should try to understand is what other steps can we take, like, so we can send them a letter and we can post it, but then what do we do about enforcing it down the road if Bob's...
You can enforce it. We had the same problem up on Dowsville with the water guy up there. We went in litigation.
Right.
And the minute you put that sign up at the end of the road and it's all transcribed of what you want and the conditions, that was what saved us in court. Because our trucker wanted to run. I know we didn't have any problem water going down during the fall and in the spring, after summer. But mud season, he played in a stone trucking out of Williamstown.
Okay.
And basically what happened was we went to court. And that was the only thing, is that we had the sign that we brought this to court, and the judge ruled in favor. I mean, that is the only protection that you have to bind yourself to keeping people off the road.
Yeah.
And if there's conditions, go for it, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm not looking to keep traffic or truck at all.
No.
I don't read that the wrong way.
No, and I don't take it the wrong way. But I mean, it's not... It is, number one, it is to allow you easy access to your residence. Number two, and maybe equally, it's to allow the businesses access to their property. But number three, it is also to protect what we're spending on material on our roads. And if we're putting more material down on that road and spending more time with the crew maintaining that road than we should be, I mean, that hits all of us. You know, every taxpayer feels that pain. So, I mean, I think ultimately it's what's in the best interest for the resident, for the business, and for the town in general.
They have been good about it during the springtime, because that's more or less what the whole posted and not posting was mud season when they're getting started.
Yeah.
And they have been good about that, you know, putting gravel down, smoothing it out when it gets muddy. But the whole winter thing, I don't know if they just think, well, it's not our deal, it's not springtime.
Right.
Well, and last winter wasn't nearly this bad. I mean, it's been so cold and different.
A lot of ups and downs.
Do they own the land or they lease it from Brno?
Lease it.
They all lease it.
Do we know that for fact? Mm-hmm. Okay.
They lease the shop.
Rent or lease?
They rent it from Brno. Because they're about to lose one of their bays because Graham and Ward Lumber are going to take one of their bays back over.
I did hear about Ward Lumber. Somebody told me about that. Okay.
So last I talked to Mike, myself, he was in the process of trying to find a new place for them to be.
Okay.
So that would help a lot.
In the meantime, Keith, we will follow up. Yeah. We'll try to get a sign, but even before we get the sign up there, we will send an official letter from the select board asking them to put chains on and take some kind of remedial steps. Yeah. You know, if you tear it up, come out with your own equipment and fix what you've messed up, you know, and be respectful of the residents.
I mean, they're fairly good about taking their big dozer and smoothing it out and dropping sand and dragging their truck up with chains. But, you know, when I'm at home for lunch for an hour on my personal time, because I'm supposed to be back at work and I can't leave my house because there's a truck in the middle of the road,
it
costs me personal time to be at lunch. And I almost sent the bill to the town for my hours worth of personal time. Mm. You know, so it impedes me that way, too. It's not just an inconvenience.
I understand. I hear you. Mm-hmm. So, any other comments or questions on Ryan Road?
No. I'll check in with the DRB, though, and see if they've got documentation of anything from the previous.
Okay. Jerry, did you have a comment?
I was just wondering, the impact on Route 100, if that's going to make a state concerned about this.
But you mean chains going across?
Well, no, just the problems of the trucks sliding, road blockages and such.
Yeah, well, and it sounds pretty dangerous if you've got a trailer halfway out through that intersection with no lights on it.
2 weeks ago, same thing happened, and the trailer backed down, crossed 100 over to Lots of Balls Golf Course. And for 20 minutes, he blocked 100.
Yeah.
There's a suburban propane tried going around. I mean, it was chaos.
Well, and there's school buses that go through and everything. So,
it's a safety more of an issue than anything else.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Discussing this with us, and we'll ask Adam first what outreach he's had with Griffin and Griffin in the last week, and then we'll go from there.
Cool. Thank you.
Right. Yep. Anybody else have things they want to address the board with?
Can I scoot?
You can scoot. You don't have to stay for the whole thing. If we had cupcakes, you could.
Well,
I'm sandwich,
maybe.
Thank you, Keith. Nice to see you.
Yep.
You have a lot more in.
No, I'm anything.
You're up, Bob.
All right, so I talked to Stacy last night. It was a little late. I should have talked to her before. And just my background is I was one of you people for 17 years. My first year was with the Brno Morris regime, and then from that point I worked with a real good group of people for the rest of the 16 years. valued interest in the town, was on several committees, and I'm one that tries to stay away from it. I think people need to know right from the get-go and right now is that my research is talking to other board members, talking to other staff, and not my son. And you need to know this because we have not talked for 3 years. We're just getting back together, okay? I don't like talking town to them, nor does he have anything involved in this. So I want to make sure that you people are aware that what I'm talking about is fact. And I just, like I said to Stacy, I have questions, and I also have comments. And I'm hoping that people can take constructive criticism, because that's unfortunately part of being on a board. You know, so I'm going to be very diplomatic, but I wasn't going to be here, and then just listening to, you know, the talk. I work in Chittenden County, so I never see this end of town. But I unfortunately went through all your minutes from springtime until now, and I don't think I will be able to finish it tonight. And I don't want to waste your time, and I know that you people like to go home and get something to eat. So my first question is, this whole thing, I know the board's made a change, and I'm kind of questioning, and I don't read the website, was the positions of the select boards put on the website at the time when people resigned?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Who resigned first?
Amy Scharf.
Okay.
In June.
And who took Amy's?
Lars
was appointed.
And then the second one was Stefan.
Mm-hmm.
And Jerry took it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, looking through the minutes and knowing that beyond the previous road committee, do people know why there was a road committee? I think we need to. It's very simple. The road committee consisted of people that had backgrounds. We had, at the time, Wilder, which was a road guy for the town of Waterbury. Myself, for years, being on liaison. I went to the grader school. I mean, all these things that helped out other people that were new on the board and at the time really didn't have it. So they used the board, this board. We were not a voting board. We were a suggested board to recommend. You didn't have to say yay or nay. This is something that Richard Sharlin put on when he was busy with Maureen and him trying to fix the roads in town. It worked out very well. And then when John Murphy came on, the thing was eliminated. And that's all fine and good because change is good. However, what I notice is somebody was talking earlier about how roads change. Like this year, we could have something entirely different than last year. And I noticed that my concern is what I noticed here throughout minutes, especially in the May, we know that mud season went on for a long time. Okay? And it sounds like nothing was getting done, and I think for my profession, I was in the service of the 131st Engineers. I worked for the Vermont Air National Guard. I worked for Hinesburg Sand and Gravel, and I currently work for the Chittenden Solid Waste District, which we run every type of equipment, the big boy toys. And I went to grader school for one reason, because at the time, the first year that I was on the select board, we didn't have a road crew, so somebody had to run the grader. And I started out with this old 1952 grader sitting out here, and then retired to mud season with the first good John Deere grader that we had. But what I've learned from in the school I went to was River Bend. I also had the opportunity, and they're not like today, unfortunately today they think that anybody can run a grader, and that everything's based on that grader grading roads. And I'm glad Jerry's here, because I'm going to ask him questions about materials. You can grade the road till the sunset if you don't have the right material. So, make a long story short, we had some professionals come in. I graded in the town just to see. He looked at materials, he looked at soils, he looked at everything I could possibly think of. And there's a lot to it, people. And some is pretty much cutting below a pothole, having the right materials, and everything else. And what bothers me is there's nothing you can do during mud season. You can make an effort, but the effort ends up costing you more. And I made that mistake on the first year that I jumped in a grader. And I went up Campbell Sump trying to think I was going to save the world and everywhere else. And the problem is, if people know where Alaska is and you're logging up there, there's certain times of year that they don't want you to be on a road and they don't want you touching it because there's frost underneath the road. And what happens is when you try to disturb it, you might go down the back side of the river. And we all know where the mess is. We all know that. And try to go up Camel's Hump and try to fix something, or across the hill where it's all muddy at the entrance here, but yet you want to try to fix something up there that might work in all right. It doesn't happen. What you do is you create more of a problem. What bothers me, though, out of all that, is the board needs to take responsibility for many things. The first thing is, as I know, something you said, Lars, a while ago in your minutes, that you are not bound by previous boards. You're right in some cases of policies. But I also see that with Murphy, with Charlene, with Bruno, that there was always some sort of a plan in place to try to improve the roads. Now, Jerry, you are soils, correct?
Mostly concrete at this point, but I do a fair amount of soil.
So, yeah, yeah. Gravel, you know.
Yeah.
So people gravel, and tell me if I'm wrong here, okay, because we mix gravel at Heinsberg. Gravel, it consists of sand, it consists of certain rocks, it consists of a little clay to make things work right. And the problem with Duxbury is that we used up everything we had in our pit, but the unfortunate thing is there's some places that we never addressed. Now, I know that there was a plan that Adam set together with Charlene and Mo at the time because we were involved in that, which required them to go down and do a section of the back side of the river. Unfortunately, I don't know why it stopped, but that obviously ceased because we know the roads are bad. However, I know that there was future planning to go up Dallasville. I don't know the whole plan, but there seemed to be a plan that we always address the north and south to make things fair. And the unfortunate thing is when you stop one project, you hold up a bunch of other projects. And to me, the issue of the backside of the river, which seems to be the worst between the pavement and the Green Mountain Power Dam, is always seems to be there. And that seems to be issues that you always seem to get. As far as addressing them and trying to fix them. You can throw as much stone down there, you can windrow as much as you can, but it's still there. So it kind of bothers me that I know that sound, by just looking at the minutes, is that there is a lot of people that were not happy. Well, I don't think it was just North Duxbury.
No, can I just respond to the River Road? I think you're talking about the River Road and the fabric and stuff.
Yes.
If I could go back, I would probably not have recommended that. I mean, what we have learned since that was done is that the work that was done was made a huge difference, okay? Bob, I think I understand where you're going with this, and it's kind of a lesson for us. I can tell you we've learned a lot since I've come on this board. Mm-hmm. I know I'm not a road expert.
No.
I'm learning to defer to my road foreman who is. More and more. I also want you to know that Adam and I did work extensively together on project plans, and Lars and Stefan, the whole board did. I mean, we've been trying an entire day to get our hands wrapped around this. And unfortunately, we had some major other projects come up that derailed us, Dowsville being the most critical. The Crossett Hill slide then diverted its attention as well. I know that we are not at all experts in this and that we've made a lot of mistakes in the last year. And I think a lot of us have learned from it. Unfortunately, personally, I can only speak for myself personally, I'm also extremely burned out from it. Mm. So I appreciate all of the feedback that you're giving us, and you know, I feel badly that things went the way they did in the last year. I can't control what happened in prior boards. I have no control over what the weather has done previously. We made decisions based on information and debate that we had at the time. Right or wrong, good, bad, or indifferent, that's what happened. Yeah. And we're human. And I think you know that.
Having sat in this chair yourself, you know exactly
what kind of pressure we're under.
It only makes you stronger as you go on in life.
Well, I don't know about that. It might be my undoing.
Your attitudes change.
But I certainly appreciate it. And I think that again, I can't speak for the whole board, and I'd like to give them an opportunity to respond. I welcome feedback because I want to do better for the town, right? I think that's what our responsibility is. Doesn't always mean I'm going to agree with all of the feedback that I get, but I do listen, and I do take it to heart, and I do, unfortunately, take it a little too personally, which goes to your comment about being able to take constructive criticism. I can, but then I tend to really...
No, and I'm glad that you're talking, so I don't want to beat that to this, because there's other facets to my little thing. So, obviously, there needs to be a plan, there needs to be trust. I think y'all realize that in Duxbury, if you don't, you just need to look on Vermont Leads and Cities and Towns. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of people jumping on board to be on highway crews.
Nope.
Okay, we're talking about people, lack of people. Since April, there's only been three of us, and I finally got two people, and I actually took them from a town, just because it's just there, we're in burnout and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think Duxbury still has a situation where you got to try and make your people strong and go by policy and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But also you need to understand that these people start end the day for people on the school bus, people getting to work.
I know that.
The whole nine yards. And I think that's something that I noticed that there's a little confusion over working a 5-day week instead of the 10-hour day. I'm not going to go there. I think that if you want to get research, there's many towns in the state of Vermont. Matter of fact, there's some towns that just take the 10-hour day because they know that their road crews are there from November until, well, this year it was May, and that there should be some sort of allowance to let people take time off. It won't beat that to death. Secondly, it's called communication and... There are people, Stacy, that are leaders, and there are people that want to be leaders, okay? And I think in this situation, and Lars, I'm sorry, I have a two-way radio, which when I was at Harwood Union and I was at Chittenden East School District, I have every channel known to all in Washington West District and all in Chittenden East District. All the highway crews still have conversations with them. I still work with them in Chittenden County. And one of the things that I notice is what is said on the radio and how people are directed to do things. And this is where, sorry, Lars, I believe that you got a lot to learn as far as leadership. I don't know what you did before in your life, but I think that that's something that you need to understand is that I don't think you know sand from gravel, and there's some people already admitting to it. And I also need to know that looking at you had recommendations, I say, oh, anybody can make recommendations when you haven't a clue on how a culvert's installed, how wing walls are put in, and everything else. But I also think that you need to work with instead of against people, because it looks like there was some rallying here for a while that looked like, to me, was trying to be on your own little frequency and not get the board involved. I sat there and listened to the day that Randy's trying to pull that hill up Camel Sump in the first snowstorm, and there's a whole bunch of people on top of Scrabble Hill. I don't feel sorry for them all, and I think you made a comment on the radio about that as well, is I don't have any sympathy for people that sit there with all-season tires trying to pull Scrabble Hill and create a whole mess of people and then blame it on the highway crew. To me, that is just too damn bad. The problem Duxbury now is that we've gone from 1,000 people to what, 1,500, 1,700
13.
That not like what we were up on the mountain, and I don't know what it's like on the other ends of town, that we know that 6 o'clock at night we need to get up there and park our vehicles, and we also know it's time to put tires on and stuff like that. I have no sympathy, and I think that, and the other comments is, people should know, road guys should know what's going on from the general public and vice versa. And meaning that you've got a bunch of complainers in town, and they're going to complain. You know, matter of fact, you've been here long enough, and you all have, to realize, why is this person always calling? And, you know, is the next door neighbor? What bothers me is you look at 3 or 4 years of the last town reports. Everything, town meeting day, everything seems to go real fine. And it just looks like in these minutes, it's just been a rocky road. And to me, I think responsibility needs to be made on both sides. But I think you got to move on. We can't lose the people we have. They're not out there. We want people, professional people that are going to run our equipment. We got millions of dollars worth of equipment, and we need to make sure whoever's doing it. And just a comment. Because we belong Vermont Leagues and Cities and Towns, we go with the same insurance and everything else. You do not let anybody other than that. Then you got Kyle. Obviously, he was a former employee of the town. But anybody else that comes to this town is going to work that you do not have a drug test on,
understood.
And that you don't have a person that can go out with them on the road because they can ruin a truck in 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. When we found that out. From our own experience, and to me, that's something that really.
So again,
Kyle's not working for us currently. Just to clarify that.
No, okay. No. But they were talking. You were here.
We were talking about having him come back and fill in. So again, the position that we posted is not our intent to bring in some new kid that's never operated a piece of equipment before.
We were trying to make that clear for
an experienced person to come in and give Brian and Randy support while Adam was benched. Yep. And at the time, we thought that Adam was going to be benched for up to a year.
Yep.
So that position posting, if that were the case, I could have hired somebody the week after it got posted. But that's not. So we're not going into this blind. We're not being careless or reckless about it. We were looking for somebody that could come in that would have a CDL, would have to go through all of those things that you talked about, drug testing, fill out paperwork, get insurance, get on payroll, all of those things, yeah. Right? But then could get into a tandem truck and plow in sand without any training because they would already have that experience. Yeah. To your point, it's not easy to find that. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people right now who are not looking at Duxbury as the kind of place where they want to work. So I've heard that. I get it. I also have a lot of other things that I have to consider that you might not be aware of that I can't discuss openly.
Yeah.
So
I totally understand that.
You know, you've got to put all those puzzle pieces together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's the problem of the public trying not to micromanage you, but on the other end, to understand that if you've got people who have been here long enough and have the experience, it's good to get them involved. I mean, when I do a job, I have an engineer walks up, hands me blueprints, and walks away and comes back every once in a while to make sure that I'm doing what is on the blueprints. And to me, that is how a job should be done.
So you mentioned the road committee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want to keep being the one to respond here, so I do want to give these guys an opportunity. But one thing that you are going to see proposed at town meeting is the hiring of a town administrator. And our thought process on that was that this position would be between the select board and the town office and the highway department, and that they would work with Adam on all of the administrative stuff that the state now mandates, which is taking up more of his time and taking him off the road. Mm-hmm. Would have the experience, so they would have to have a background in public administration, not just somebody that's volunteering or, you know, right out of high school or college to come in and do paperwork. This is somebody that has experience working with other government agencies, the legislature, would attend some of these meetings that a bunch of us have been asked to go to that it's almost impossible to do because there's so many of them now. Mm-hmm. but that would also be the in-between person, right? That would basically be like the road committee or the liaison, if you will, but more than that.
Yeah, I noticed that. And because in the last town report, that I believe that everybody's being warned that this time was going to be pulled away from the road crew,
yeah.
And that, and hearing from Brian here, that even, I don't know how many hours a day, which is paperwork, would actually create a problem on the highway crew
and
guidance, leadership, the whole nine yards, you know.
I mean, what the state now requires in paperwork, just to qualify for grants, is going to become a full-time job if it stays.
And I noticed that because when I was on the board, we had, thanks to Mark Morris and Dan Merchant and a whole bunch of they were people that got involved with capital budget, and I wrote the grants, but it just seems to be more and more complicated.
It is.
Because I wanted to comment, but I sat there and thought about it, thinking that because of FEMA coming in and saying, if you don't do it this way, you're never going to get any money. It's totally understandable. So I have one more thing. I might be back, but I don't think I will be. So I'm not picking on you, Lars.
Pick on me. It's okay.
No, it's okay.
I've got stuff to learn, too.
I'm picking your brain. Okay?
Well,
and this is not during the Adam era. No, this is not during the Adam era. This was the Menosh era.
Okay, let me think back for a moment.
Okay, put it in.
All right, spooling out right now, Bob.
Here we go. So here we, if you remember, and at the time it was a select board meeting and a road committee meeting, that you were upset one night when the road grader was out in the dark. And they had all the lights on, which there's a lot of lights on the grader. And I believe it was Regina went off the road. Do you remember that?
I remember when the road grader was out, and that was in the dark.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the weather was like at the time.
Right.
But what occurred to me when I saw that is it would have been, first off, helpful to have signs up showing that this was happening.
Yep.
Because when that grader is lit up, you don't know whether it's a train. You don't know what it is, so yeah. I remember that, and okay. I was looking for understanding
right.
of what was going on.
A good point. So my point is two things: is that like, once again through VLCT for us, if any of us work beyond 8 o'clock at night, that we have to have some sort of contact. If we're working in the shop, we have to have a number two person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if something's breaking down, we need to have it going. But if we're doing any construction projects, first thing, dark is what shuts us down. But on the other end, also, if there's something that we need that came up, like an environmental center had a hazardous spill or something like that, we would always have to have two people. So my comment is, and I don't know who, if you asked him or not, but when he got hurt, this was at night with the road grader. And so my thing is that something, I think in the future, first thing is, are we going to have the road grader grow up? We all know that shaping a road up in cold weather firms them up. But on the other end, I think we need to also make sure that we have somebody there in case something comes down.
I agree with you, Bob. And I depend on the road foreman to know these protocols because I'm new on them.
Yeah.
So when this suggestion was forwarded to Adam, and Adam came to me and said, and I said, what do you think of it? He says, okay. Then I said, if you can do it, you want to do it, you can do it. So I'm presuming that he is aware of the protocols that you have to have a secondary.
I don't know. Yeah.
That was too much presumption.
Yeah.
Too much presumption, but I was around. He was able to communicate with me if he needed to.
Yeah.
So it's a good point. We need to keep the communication open, and we need to understand what the protocols are among the highway department.
Yeah.
I you don't need to respond, Adam. So
well, I'd like, in Lars's defense, I had my phone out of my pocket in the grader, so I couldn't get back up to answer call anybody because I couldn't reach my phone. But when my guys go out, I always tell them, I could call when I call them and say, I need you to go do this, this, and this. Call me in a few hours to make sure you're still alive. That's the protocol that we have.
Okay.
When it comes to me, I mean, I always take my phone out of my pocket because if I have it in my back pocket, I mean, it hurts my back after a while. So I set it into the console of the grater and
We learned a valuable lesson that night. I mean, we all, and unfortunately, that was a costly mistake that was made that night because it put you in harm's way. You got an injury out of it, and you
were
unable to work.
Yes.
It was bad luck, it sounds like.
Yeah, bad
time,
bad luck.
Because, as you said, that was a good time to smooth the road as they were freezing up. It's just, it's these things that happen.
I have never sat on a select board before. And I'll be the first to admit that I often think back to a conversation Maureen and I had about how I have behaved at town meetings towards members of the select board. And trust me, that will never happen again.
I remember. And you're the same boat that I was. My first year, I was then, the following year, everybody resigned, and I was put in the position you're in. So I totally sympathize what you have to go through, and even new people coming on, because it is what it is.
I'm not going to learn unless people like you come and give me feedback.
I wasn't
here
to beat anybody up.
No, and I appreciate that. And I would say, on the record, to anybody that listens to these, reads these minutes, and to those in the audience, I can't be a good member of this board if I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Again, I'm not going to say 100% of the time we're always going to agree, and I'm going to go and do exactly what everybody tells me to do.
Be a born life.
Right? Exactly. But, you know, I'm not going to know if I'm... To your point, you're right. You hear from three or four of the same people all year round with the same complaints over and over and over again. Adam and I have had multiple conversations about how we never hear anything from South Duxbury. Nothing. Not one word. Nobody on Ward Hill complains. Nobody on Atwood Road or Stevens Brook Road complains.
Wouldn't go Ward Hill.
Well, they haven't seen me. Let's put it that way.
Not about the roads.
Not entirely.
So, but what I'm saying is, you know, it's always the squeaky wheel. And if there's one thing I've learned, and I think maybe Lars may have learned this a little bit too, is that too often we jump to do something because somebody's complained. We make a decision. We say we're going to do this. The River Road Project's the perfect example. We said, this is our plan. We presented it at a board meeting that this is the project we're doing between these dates. Adam and I had a whole calendar set up of what we were going to do last summer. This was the first project out of the gate, and as soon as people started complaining because they wanted us grading Crossit Hill, we pivoted, and we cracked under that pressure, and we took those complaints to heart, and we pulled the crew off, and we put them on Crossit Hill.
We also had repair from the July flood.
Understood. But all I'm trying to say is hindsight's 50-50, right? I mean, it's easy to look back now, and I can probably list out every single mistake I've personally made since I've been on this board. The only thing I can promise anybody is that going forward, I will try to not make the same mistakes. And that doesn't mean that I won't make more. So
I'm sorry, go ahead.
The hard part for us, and I'm not speaking for Adam either, but myself included, is every year we go through it with a new board. You know, they do their thing and don't let us do what we know we got hired to do. And then three quarters of the way through the year, they realize, you know, maybe we messed up, maybe we should let this happen. It just never seems like we get to move forward.
Well, unfortunately, that's government.
That's called government, yeah, trust me.
Unfortunately, but if a town administrator gets hired, you have that consistent leadership, and then it won't matter who's on your select board. That's what we're trying to put in place. I mean, because you're right, and hey, I go through it every 2 years if the governor gets elected differently. I'm still going through a horrible transition. Jeff?
The River Road Project. When are you going to finish it?
It's a multi-year project. So there is a plan for this summer.
The money was spent for can only be spent on that project, can't go anyplace else.
That's no, this is town budget money. It's not tied to a grant.
That no, that money we voted on at town meeting was for that project.
Article.
It can only be spent on that project. You can't spend it anyplace else.
So Adam has a plan to go back on River Road this summer. I can't do it now.
Well, no,
unless you want me to go and dig up under how many feet of ice.
We don't
are they
going to
finish
okay.
it?
Yes, they are. And then some. Project. It's a 10-year project that Adam has laid out.
Oh, I understand that, but that specific money was put
Jeff,
for that project.
It won't get done until after mud season. That's all I can tell you.
It's under the capital plan.
I just
anyway,
don't want
wasn't
it to go.
Yes.
So you don't have to. It comes, it happens when it happens.
Right. No, it won't.
So it'll I got three more things. I'm going to be very fast.
Okay.
Okay, so I've really been keeping track of the Waterbury project going on, the Route 100 mm-hmm. project. All things going to be happening at once. Is the state making any concessions to the back side of the river, knowing that you are going to have a super highway?
Yeah. So I need to actually get in touch with, is it Mancini?
Tom Mancini.
We've
talked to the sheriff and Tom, we're in the Tom Mancini's loop.
The last update I heard actually came through word of mouth from Woody at the town of Waterbury, not Woody over here, but Woody
yeah,
over
Bill
here.
Woodard, yeah.
Bill Woodard.
Bill Woodard.
Is
Woodard.
That Woodard. Is that or Woodard? Whatever. Woody.
Woody. That, guy.
That the state was planning on awarding money to the town of Duxbury that we didn't have to apply for it, that they were going to give us a 6-figure amount. I don't know for sure how much, 100, something like that, for the maintenance of River Road. And then I've heard recently that that project, Main Street, may be getting delayed. So it may not start on time. Uh-huh. So I have not received anything official from the state, from Mr. Mancini, or anybody else from VTrans, but I should follow up. Maureen?
Do you know how... Bottles.
Is that a multi-year project?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like 3 years.
Sidewalks, all it's all of Main Street.
So
it's sidewalks,
street pot like lamps.
Yeah,
I think they should take the state and all their.
Well, and we would need to consider that too as we're planning our work on River Road because
right.
the last thing we want is quadruple the traffic on River Road
well,
and try to tear that whole thing up.
So
we got to figure that out.
Well, I remember Joanne Bernal told me that when I was at a meeting with her, that you do understand that people from Richmond, Hinesburg, and everything, they hit the backside.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's like clockwork.
Well, I went to a state government operations committee meeting when we were talking about law enforcement, and we were talking about traffic on River Road. And I said it's perfect timing because it was right after that high-speed chase. We're very much aware of that. It is a concern that we raised. Stefan talked directly to Mr. Mancini before he resigned. So either Lars or I will follow up with him.
I talked to a sheriff, administrative sheriff. We are getting a stop sign ordinance so that if there's enough money to hire patrol for certain amounts, certain times of day, then our ordinances will be in place so that we can find, offenders can be fined and we can benefit from that.
So I will follow up though on that Main Street project.
So, we go back to complainers and everything else, and I'll be very point because you do know that there are people out there that get very hostile. I wasn't hostile tonight. But I just want to give you a little history because I had a bad experience that happened. My son, he was 3 years old when we walked in Crossroad Beverage one day. And unbeknown to me, it was told to a board member, which I'm hoping this board always communicates, that there was our road guy, I'm not naming names, so I'm a person from Atwood Road, road guy, and made it sound like something was vindictive, and they pushed snow up on this person's house, not on the house, but obviously fired the guy up enough to walk into Crossroad Beverages one Saturday afternoon when we were sitting in there and decide he was going to blow my head off. Okay? Fortunately, Kevin O'Brien, which is a Waterbury cop at the time, just happened to walk through the door. These are some of the things you have to always worry about, that there are people out there that have nothing better to do for your measly, whatever you make a year, to raise hell. And that's why I'm hoping communication goes on both ends. That if something happens, these guys happen, that somebody gets out there and threatens them, you take it seriously. Hopefully that it's not, and it has to work both ways because it's scary out there.
I flipped out.
I mean, I couldn't believe it. And he haunted us, haunted me at several select board meetings, waiting until everybody left here at night just to see me. But I will.
So
I
if we become aware, if we become aware of threats like that, we will take it seriously.
Yes,
I work for the Agency of Human Services. I lost a coworker who was killed in front of her workplace as she left work that day. For doing her job.
This person
doesn't
seem to care one
bit. I don't need to be preached at about that.
I had a guy pull a shotgun on me on
Stephen Corporate
a few years ago. So.
Yeah, shoveling every year.
Oh, I don't know if I'll be back because I don't think I will be because I'm also. I don't say ever. I mean, come on.
Bob, thank you very much for coming in.
I just want to comment that if there's a problem, okay, I'm through Vermont Laser Stays and Towns. I can't do it all the time because I have weird hours. But there is an emergency. That's one thing I did when I started here was run a wing, plow, chuck, and grader. If there's a problem, I'd be more than happy to. Can't do it all the time, but if it was an emergency where something goes to hell in a handbasket, I'd do it.
Okay.
And all that stuff, you know, all you'd have to do is make a phone call to the league, and they will do send you all that information. So.
Okay. Well, we will keep that under consideration as we talk later.
Other than that... Good luck.
Yeah, thanks.
We're doing Thursday and Friday.
Well, it sounds like you're going to have some help here, so you better let them do it.
Yeah. Thank you, Bob, very much.
Thank
appreciate
you, Bob.
Your time
you.
And all of your feedback.
Yep, thanks.
All right. So, approval of minutes.
Just double check.
Yeah, sure. Any other citizens to address the board? Nope. Okay. Minutes.
So we have minutes from December 8th, December 13th, and December 17th to approve.
Yes, we do.
We had very little to do in December.
I found no changes.
I found no changes. I didn't either. I just wanted to go through them real quick and make sure that I didn't mark anything, but it does not look like I did. So is there a motion to approve the minutes of December 17th, 13th, and 8th?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor of approving the minutes of December 8th, 13th, and 17th, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Ayes have it. That was easy. All right, Adam, you're up.
Easy, thanks to Kim.
Yes. And thanks to reviewing them ahead of time. Not sitting here and reading.
Oh, gosh, I hate that.
I do, too. And then I don't feel like I really read them.
I know, you look.
So, that's not really bad. So, I'm just going to go through my list, and if you have any questions along the way, let me know. We'll start with grants. We just talked about here with Dowsville. We need to make a plan to have the trees cut for the temporary road. This is after... the easements have been filed, permission slips and all that. There's no update on Turner Hill since last meeting for the AOT grant for the box culvert. I am going to be meeting with Dick here right off, Dick Hoskins from VTrans, to start setting up and writing out a work order to have the contractor come and install that pipe.
Can I ask you a question on the Dowsville easements?
Yep.
So is that related to the letters that
yes.
we sent out? Okay,
yes.
So we have to figure that out first and then you'll know.
Yeah, we need to. So, in order to figure out which trees need to be cut, which is going to have to be another job for either Farrers or Potters or somebody, because they're close to the power lines.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, there's nothing we can cut. So, we'll need to have them come in, give us an idea of what it's going to cost and all that. But before we can do any of that, we need the letters and all the permissions signed.
Okay.
And we need to have Tanner lay out where the road's going.
Okay.
So, we know which trees to mark. And if we remember, it's got to be done before April because of the hibernation of the bats that go into that certain tree. So,
Is it hibernation or is it their maturity?
It is.
They're
feeding. Nesting.
More TMI. That's more than I wanted to
even think about. It's the exact opposite of hibernation, actually.
Right.
So, waking up. Sorry, Adam.
No, that's all right.
Wow. It's a long meeting already.
So Turner Hill, the AOT, there's really no update since the last meeting. Turner Hill on Better Back Roads is still on hold till the summer of 2018. Marshall Road, Central Vermont Regional Planning Commission, I'm still awaiting a payment. And FEMA. So, awaiting for a decent day to install the barriers on Cross the Hill Slide. This will require us to move the snowbank. Also waiting for Dr. Downer, a FEMA agent, for his report on the slide. This will help us come up with a better way to repair the road. And then the crew, well, two-thirds of the crew have been out plowing and sanding and trying to do the best to keep the roads open. Equipment updates. The grader is currently at Nortrax. Should be back within a week or two. When it comes back, we need to install the wing and the tire chains if the snowbanks still stay high so we can push snowbanks back. Truck 2 had a hole in the radiator. The truck was sent to Charlie Boys where the truck was repaired and it was under warranty. Truck 1 was being used while Truck 2 was out of service and broke the handle and cable to pick up the back of the wing. It was repaired in-house. And the loader, we replaced a rubber O-ring and a valve body of the loader. It was leaking hydraulic oil, so the seal was just torn. Foreman's work, working on projects for next year. So, really, I don't want to take a lot of your time, but I sent these to you guys. And as Lars knows, I've been trying to do a calendar to try to lay out where we're going to be next year. So it's not the question of where's the road crew, because we can get it on the website or whatnot so people know where we are. I've laid out too many projects for 1 year. So it's recommended by Stacy is to bring them here and have a quick discussion of how you want to do it. So I'll just list off the ones that I know need to happen next year. Mm-hmm. So we have Stevens Brook Road. The river wall needs to be reset. Mm-hmm. We have Turner Hill, 1,500 feet of ditch and stone lining. That is
Act-60.
The grant for Better Back Roads, which is part of Act 64. Mm-hmm. We have River Road. Rebuild 2,000 feet of River Road, which is going to cut pretty much where we ended. We're going to dig up and start there and keep going towards the county line. And I should have put these in order. And we have Cross the Hill. This is a small rebuild and graveling, 1 mile of Cross the Hill, starting down here and going up. We're going to have to shut the road down for portions of this project. To complete it.
Is it going to be shut down for days or just during the day while you're working there? Or?
When I get a better idea of how I want to attack it, I'll be able to answer that. I don't really know how I want to attack it yet. It's going to be, the problem is it can't be like River Road because it's so much narrower.
Yeah.
You can't do one side and then the other.
Right.
So we may have to shut it down during the day while we're working.
Okay.
But we'll figure that out when we get
over. We'll just have to notice the tech residents up there so that they know they're going to go up around.
Right. Right. So that's, and you know, make sure the road's somewhat graded so it's not a huge inconvenience. Right. So this here, Cross the Hill, is part of Act 64. This is the section we are required to get done within the next 5 years. And it needs to get done. River Road actually also falls under that category in that section because of how close it is to the river. Mm-hmm. And Turner Hill, though it is a grant, will also count towards that because it dumps into a body of water into the Mad River. And Stevens Brook is the one we've just talked about that needs to be done. Mm-hmm. This one is school bus sensitive because the school bus has to turn around beyond this. Right. And this will be a complete shutdown for a couple of hours.
We'll have to do it after school is out, basically.
Yeah, yeah. So these are the four I've got to get done. I feel that needs to be done this coming year.
Okay.
The ones that I still wanted to get done, but I don't think it's practical to get them all done just because of the time. I mean, River Road, we're 5 weeks into River Road. Mm. Stevens Brook Road, we're 100 hours. Turner Hill, we're about, well, the cruise time is 160 hours. I'm also cutting myself out of some of these projects. I don't have the same amount of hours as the guys for two reasons. One, because I know I'm going to have, with the new rules, I'm going to have paperwork to do, and two, we still need to have the grader out moving around in other spots. Mm-hmm. So I've cut myself out of some, but I'm still there for some of these projects. And these are just estimates in time and labor and material and stuff like that.
Like 160 hours, that's a month.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So the other ones I wanted to get done, there's some spot grates, some spot graveling, ditching, and a couple culverts I want to change on Dallesville. And I lost the other one to do with it. Oh, here we go. I also wanted to do graveling and ditching and change a culvert on Grout Road. And I also wanted to get some gravel on Welch Road. But there's no physical way that all three can get done.
Can any one of those three get done, or none of those three, basically?
As it stands right now, if these stay on track, no.
Okay.
If we get ahead of schedule,
maybe.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't. I want people to know that we're not forgetting these roads. It's just
prioritize.
The unfortunate thing is with Act 64, and my opinion is of Act 64 is we need to stay ahead of it, and we don't want to. We don't want to fall behind.
Mm-hmm. So what if we were to say those are your priorities, but then rank those in priority order so that if you come in ahead of schedule and there's time, so like I don't know how many hours or weeks each of those are, but you could maybe fit them in before you go into getting ready for winter maintenance.
Yeah, Welch Road's 60 hours. Grout Road's 160, so that one's probably out. And Dallesville, we figured anywhere from 160 to 200.
Okay, so maybe Welch Road could get done.
So Welch Road could probably get done.
Now, the Dowsville, is that anything that could get folded into the Dowsville contract?
No, it's further down the hill.
Okay.
It's actually more towards almost Vigilante Road.
Okay.
It's that hill, and then we always have trouble with that culvert in that section, so we wanted to. I'd like to change that one as well.
Okay. The big one by Vigilante, or before that?
No. That's a small 18-inch one.
Yeah, that the road falls.
We always have trouble with
that.
I wanted to get. I wanted to change it, but you know, like I said, these are estimates. If we fly through River Road and everything goes great, we don't have any issues.
We don't have a longer than normal mud season.
We don't have. Yeah, we mud season isn't as painful. We equipment doesn't break down.
Right.
We could fly through River, and I think cross a hill, we actually will, being the fact that as long as the material is up in the pit, I don't think it's going to take us very long to gravel it either.
Yeah.
So, and why graveling is to get, we need to put a crown in it. I mean, cross a hill has needed gravel for a long time, so, it needs it, so.
Aaron, any questions? Comments? No, I think that, you prioritizing those and understanding kind of where we end up when those priority projects are done, then we'll see where we are. I don't know that we can make a decision right now. Lars?
These projects in this stack,
yep.
These are the Act 64 hydrologically connected road segments?
Not all of them, but most of them.
How many segments are they? Do they require three? Was it 300 meters?
They required... Well, there was a formula to figure out what each town needed to do. But I know that we were committed to the section of Camel's Hump, or the committed to the section of Crossit Hill and Pleasant Street, which Pleasant Street is almost done.
And those are part of that list. So,
except Camel's Hump is not on the list this year.
Okay, so we are required to do a certain amount.
Yes.
Each year.
Yeah.
Of each of these roads.
Yeah.
But we're not talking about doing all of those, just the required sections for each of those?
Well, River Road, so Cross the Hill is the required section.
Mm-hmm.
That starts down here at the
starting
pavement.
Starting at the 100 intersection.
And it goes all the way up past Senning's house. So
right, but we aren't required to do all of it in one go, right?
We're not.
Yes.
But if
you're trying to stay ahead of it.
I would like to try and get ahead of it.
Yeah.
Where we're not, we're not on the fifth year going, oh, we still need to go up and do this section across it while we're trying to finish Camel's Hump.
That's an arithmetic computation there where we have to figure out how much can be done each year.
Okay. No, I agree.
And so we need to know that formula as it applies to us.
Right.
It's in, our, it's in this report that they sent us.
Oh, yes.
The grader, the roller, is part of this month or next month?
That probably won't be till next. Well, whenever the grader comes back, then they can come up and weld the plates on the back of the grader to mount this roller.
So that could happen this month.
I mean, that could happen as soon as the grader comes back.
Okay.
So.
I'm wondering if there's any way to make this, I don't know if it's like a big billboard or something at town meeting, so people who are there can sort of see, oh, they are planning ahead. I need to make, so if there's any way to sort of draft on it, like, you know, this is draft, this is what we're thinking right now. But just, I'm wondering if there might be a nice visual.
We talked about that once before, having something to present at town meeting. He's got his town report, but something visual.
Yeah, something that just, for people who, you know, they're just looking, they really only care about their road, for the most part, roads they travel on. So if they see their road up there, they could ask specific questions.
Yeah, VTrans does a lot of those where they'll have, this is, you know, they'll have it color-coded this year, next year, 2 years from now, so on,
Just very simple. So I can help. I can help Adam put. I can help you put something together if you would like help, or but just something that might be nice.
Yeah, sure.
And then, are you done with your report?
I'm not done, but I have more. But any questions on these?
No.
Okay.
Jerry.
No questions.
Okay. So I need feedback from the board on my foreman's report that I sent. So I can get it typed up and get it to Maureen by the 15th.
Didn't you edit that?
I did edit it, and I sent it to you, Lars, didn't I?
I don't recall receiving that.
Well, if you edited it, just send it to Adam.
I'll send it, here on 17th. All right, I'll
look it over and I will send it right back.
Okay.
And then just send it on to Adam. Like, if we could get it to him tomorrow, that'd be great, so he can finish it and get it to Maureen. Because you need him before Monday.
Yeah, I can.
Great.
I have confidence.
Sooner than later. I'm going to turn my internet on so I can find that.
If you send it, I don't recall receiving it, so.
I'd rather have them find out because I don't want to keep going back and I don't want to change it.
Yeah.
Right.
Pull it in and pull it out.
Right.
That's if she can get it to Adam, he can finalize it and get it to you.
At least if you can give me a page count.
Okay.
So I know what size space.
Okay. I've been doing the tool inventory that Lars requested us to do. I'm getting there.
I saw that on your...
Getting there. And also, starting next week, we were supposed to do it last week, but it didn't quite work out with my schedule, is Maureen has uncovered quite a few old town highway records of things from the 60s and some older than that.
Yeah,
you're older than you. When bridges were installed, when bridges were repaired, when they were inspected.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff.
A lot of things. So I'm going to be trying to take some time to go over and do that as well. The highway shop has sprung a leak in its roof. It's along the back wall. It fills about 4 5-gallon buckets in about 12 hours. I've contacted Rod Roofing to come and take a look and repair it.
We knew that was coming.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had trouble with this roof before.
Did Rod do any other work on it when it was going through these...
Rod was here...
Changes?
They were here 3 years ago and found a bunch of loose screws that they changed, and that fixed the leak for
I wonder if we could have them just take a look at that and that rear and see how the ice can be managed. Just look it over.
I can ask him.
Whether it takes a secondary wall to divert that stuff or what?
There, Mike.
That's very pretty. I like it.
intersections of state highways. Got complaints, say, about snowbanks on Route 100 on our town highways. We will be having an employee coming a little early to get rid of the snowbanks. It's too dangerous to do it at 7 o'clock because of how fast traffic comes down Route 100. The big complaint is South Crossett.
Are we allowed to touch that? I thought that was in the state's right-of-way.
I don't want to say it. The conversation I've had with our district foreman in the past is he has no issue with us removing that for site distance and safety. You know, they're not going to do it. But they said if we wanted to, then that's fine.
Okay.
So that'll probably be the loader will be, person will be out by 5:30. Just to get, that one is extremely bad. We got three complaints about it today.
That's one of the speakers.
No, that's good to call people's attention.
No, I got one. I got one also. And when I got it,
yeah.
And when I got it, you had already mentioned within your report. So
make sure you put signage on.
That's good. That's good. It's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, and that's the other.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
It's. Mm-hmm. So we have to take care of a couple of those dangerous spots. So Ryan Road. I've gotten complaints about tractor trailers trying to get up Ryan Road.
Yeah, we talked about that while you were out.
All right, never mind.
No, never mind.
We have questions.
Yes, Mr. Puffer came in and was asking about it. So, have you recently talked to Griffin?
I've left messages with their foreman.
Okay. I think what we're going to do is, what we discussed was getting a sign posted there about trucks on that road, even in the winter, not just in mud season.
Mm-hmm.
And then the board collectively was going to send a letter to Griffin and Griffin saying, you know, we understand that there's been some issues with your trucks getting up that road this winter. One of the requests that was made was that they put chains on before they go on the road.
Brian brought that up in the meeting.
I don't think it's Griffin's truck.
It is.
Oh, it is Griffin's truck?
It's their truck that brings them salt.
So it's their pallets of salt. It's Bellavance. It's not...
They have a bunch of different people.
Right. But it's not Griffin.
It's not Griffin's truck.
But they can make the request of their delivery
trucks. Right. So it's other contractors bringing them material.
Okay.
I mean, if from what I'm hearing that's happening to the old mill, this is going to become a serious issue on this road. This road... Ryan Road is not built for tractor-trailer trucks. It's just not. I mean, it's narrow. There's a huge drop-off on one side.
Some of the comments that were made earlier, Adam, was that when the town agreed to let Griffin and Griffin open their whatever it is up there.
It's their shop.
Yeah, yep. That they agreed to maintain the road themselves.
They have during mud season. But last year they made a mistake and didn't, and we had to go do it. Then after we did it once, they took it back over.
Is there anything in writing about, like, official?
I think it was in the minutes that we always don't post Ryan Road in the mud season because of Griffin and Griffin.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I remember this coming up in, I don't know if it was a previous town meeting or... Some other meeting.
It was a board meeting. It's because we're one of the few towns that I actually register our roads.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't and you put your posters up, they're worthless.
Mm-hmm.
You have to register your roads with DMV if you're going to post them.
Right. We are
one of the few towns that does it.
Right.
It has worked. We had a couple loggers on Dowsville that ripped the posters down, and there was a DMV officer sitting across the street at the school. And because we were registered, he could do something about it.
Right.
So, I mean, it does work. Now, with Griffin and Griffin, I mean, I have a decent relationship with them. I think that last year was a mistake. You know, they owned the mistake, but, I mean, this has happened 3 or 4 times now with subcontractors trying to bring them material.
I think, too, the concern now is around public safety. So, in one of the more recent episodes, the trailer got parked in, like, beyond the intersection into Route 100.
Yeah.
With no lights.
Yep.
So that concerns me. It also concerns me that our residents can't get in and out.
Totally agree.
You know, but so what I'm wondering is, though, a couple of questions. So I know it's zoned commercially, which is why Griffin & Griffin has their shop there.
Mm-hmm.
This lumber yard that's going in, is there anything, like, is there any kind of public comment period, or?
I don't know.
There, when we were doing the DRB hearing, there was discussion, and there is a document that was with Berno's Lumber Mill, but Graham
talked about that.
Seemed totally unaware, and at the time he was looking for his DRB approval and said, oh, yes, 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 yes.
Okay.
So.
And what I've heard is not from Graham. This is all, you know, stuff I've heard around the street. I have no evidence to back it up. But if we're going to have a road that is going to have tractor trailers on it constantly, that's, and that road, I'm sorry, is not ready for tractor trailer trucks.
So what would we have to do to get it ready for tractor trailer trucks if we don't have an option?
You go to widen it.
You say zone commercial. What do you mean?
I don't remember who told me, but somebody said it's commercially zoned, which is what allows you to have businesses there. It's not just
residential. But I don't know if there's, that's a point of research, possibly, because I don't think that gives you any right to, well, I mean, Devlin Road, they were coming down that and tearing up across the hill, and Adam had the authority to say, you need to go the other way.
Well, what I guess I was getting at by the whole commercially zoned thing was if it's a commercially zoned area, then the road itself might have to meet a certain standard for that type of traffic.
Zoning expert, right? Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm trying to get at. Like, what can we put on? What can we put on Griffin & Griffin? What can we put on the new lumber mill? You know, what is the town responsible?
It's forest and recreational.
Forest and rec, just like
it's not even a.
Yeah, it's so there, we don't have
DRB. It just depends on if there, whatever the DRB had approved for that particular land use.
So any stipulations for road work would have been done as part of the DRB and part of.
Yeah, as a business.
So we would have to look at the DRB.
There's an ancient document.
Right, which you were going to check into that.
Yeah, okay. But that's on that side of the road.
Okay. So let's look. So Aaron's already got an action item to look into the DRB documentation. Let's see what that says. If there's things that we need to be doing that we haven't, that was agreed to as part of that, then we should. Same with the companies involved, right? And then maybe at the next meeting on the 22nd, we can revisit this and see what other steps we might need to take, or whether or not we need to go back to the DRB with it even and say we need some kind of discussion around how we're going to handle that traffic through there.
Okay. I will do my best to have a report on the 22nd. I'm out of town for a week between now and then. So
okay.
I'll start the research at least.
Thank you. If you can't, we could do it the first one in February, but I don't want to keep kicking it down.
I know.
Because then it's town meeting and...
Okay, so that's, all right, so that's good. So I'll bring everybody up to speed on my injury. I'm out of my big airboat and into an ankle air splint. I have PT three times a week starting today. I have not been cleared to drive a CDL truck. I have an appointment on the 15th. They may clear me again to drive the pickup to check roads. I don't know. I was told by my PT that I'm no longer allowed to wear my... It is not advised that I wear my logger work boots anymore. That I need to, when I go back to full duty, I need to be wearing a flatter-heeled boot. And I have been told by all three doctors it will be week-by-week basis till I am cleared to drive a CDL truck and will email the board with any changes.
And what is exactly the nature, what are they calling this injury that you have?
A full tear of some tendon that I can't pronounce.
Down in your the base of your foot.
It's down on the side outside of my foot.
It's a tendon tear.
Yeah, and then there's a partial tear on the tendon that goes up over.
Okay.
Well, we do
I believe.
Right. We do have the write-up from the doctor and all of that.
So. Yeah, and Workman's Comp has been made aware of everything, insurance company, all that. So, also, I was approached today, or a couple days ago, which I forgot to put in here, from one of the members of the Forest Committee about the town maintaining the road up to Father Loke's camp. So
not, I think, was it asking you to do that, or was it asking what is the
responsibility? What's the responsibility, and what would we have to do, and what are my thoughts?
Yep. So. And what are your thoughts? You don't have to answer tonight if you're not ready to.
You can actually also write a report to send back to the Forest Committee.
I understand why they want to do it, but I was told numerous times, and once again, I know that the board never said it, but that the Highway Department would have no involvement in this
in the forest.
With that said, if
I
we're
think if we can have that conversation in the last year.
Yep, and with that said, if we're going to do it, and we are going to start maintaining, or we're going to do whatever we're going to do, we need to do it right and do it once and be done with it. I don't know what the plan is for this piece of property, but obviously we need to think of Hart Road is a road that we grade right now 3 times a year, if that.
Yeah.
If we're going to be advertising whatever this is going to be, there's going to be a maintenance cost along with it.
Sure. So. Well, and the Town Forest Committee at this point is in a gathering information phase, so okay. That's why they're asking, like, what would it take, what would that cost? Not saying do this, not saying this is what we're going to do.
Right. No,
as they're creating the plan, yep. Kind of figuring out, okay, what would need to happen there, and then what would also need to happen on Hart Road and all of that. So
right.
If you can get that information to them, that would be helpful.
The only thing I told them, because I don't know, because the town owns the property, how you go about classifying that road, I don't know. I have
That's
no idea.
Question.
Because they asked me about it, and I don't
what
know.
What if they
the attorney. It's a class 4 now.
I don't think it's anything.
No,
I don't think it's anything.
It wasn't our road.
It was
I mean,
the
Hart Road.
Hart Road's 3.
Hart Road's a 3 up to it.
Up to it.
To Lucia.
Yep, and then it stops, and there's a chain. Which somebody else might want to ask where the keys are to that gate.
In the vault.
They are in the vault?
Yep.
Never mind.
I think Title 19 covers the reclassification of any trail or road, so it's
even
all
if
laid
it's by
out.
The town itself.
Because they have the town essentially owns the roads.
Do
everywhere.
We have to do like the normal like judicial process though? The
I'll look it up.
Okay.
I'll check that
Let's
out.
Let's find out if we have to do our own petition and have a public comment period.
Yeah, I don't know, and I you know we could be jumping the gun, but they was asked.
No, let's explore it, because that would be part of the cost estimate. We'd have to go through this process, and
yeah.
Or maybe not. I mean,
I've never
financial
I've,
cost, but it would be resource and time.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never been up there, so I don't know what it's like.
Makes Scrabble Hill look like a
Great. Awesome. We need a couple more of those.
I think one of the other questions that came up before you wandered away is whether or not you'd have been in touch with Kenny about if
For
he was
sure
going to be able to come back.
Kyle,
I mean.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. Did you have a chance to talk to Kyle after we talked on Friday?
Yeah, I mean, he said he would help out when he could. It wouldn't, you know, he couldn't do every single day, and you know, but he said he would help out when he could.
So knowing that we've got some not very pleasant weather coming Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
yeah,
is it worth, now just, I'm asking a question, we're not making a decision at this moment, but
yeah.
would it be possible to ask him if he'd be available to come in?
Sure.
You know.
Thursday. I know he doesn't work Fridays, so.
Okay.
I know he could help on Fridays.
Okay, so we could look into that.
He said he's willing to help Friday because he doesn't work, and he said he's more than willing to help on weekends.
So maybe, Aaron, if we at least try to plan ahead storm by storm when we know we've got inclement weather coming in, like we know we've got an ice storm on its way. It's going to be 40, but it's going to rain. And I've heard between Thursday and Saturday we could get an inch of rain, which is a lot of rain on snow-covered roads.
Frozen roads,
yeah.
Yep.
And I guess that's my question, too, to Adam is if you have an idea of would that assistance be helpful? Kind of, what would your preference be before we make a
well? Yeah, I mean,
decision.
If Kyle's willing to come help, he can take his old route back over. I mean, he did cross a hill before I took it over.
And so what would we have to do for him to be covered under the town's insurance? That would be the next question. So
I think we just need to call VLCT and reactivate his personnel file.
So this is going to be some of our conversation during executive session is figuring out some of this stuff. So if we decide to go that route, you would know.
You call VLCT, tell them you need to add an employee, and it's just like we did with Kenny.
Okay.
Same deal. I think Anne actually. No, you didn't. You didn't work. Sorry. Never mind.
It just feels like Anne knows everything.
Well, yeah.
Anne and Maureen were covered.
Maureen, yeah. Two people behind me.
Did
thank
that
God.
Answer your question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
And Lars, Grenier got back to me this afternoon. Late this afternoon.
Yeah.
Tomorrow at 9.
That's progress. Site.
That's the river.
That's the
headwalls.
This is calling in.
With the manufacturer.
Good.
That.
That's good because we've got all these bids coming.
So.
All right. Anybody else have questions for Adam?
I do have a question for Adam. So, Bob McGee, who was here earlier, as you know, talked about the road committee that used to be in existence until not too long ago.
2013 or something, I think, or 14.
So my question is, do you miss the road committee? I'm trying to figure out. So this speaks to how your supervisor, it's a body of people, but it's a supervisor, changes every year.
Yeah.
This year substantially. I'm trying to figure out if there was a structure in place that made that a little easier on you in terms of continuity and expectation and all of that.
I think the road committee had some good things. The road committee was not in charge of me, or of the foreman. You did not answer to the road committee. You answered to the select board. The road committee was an advisory group that helped with setting up projects. I remember when we started. Right as I became foreman, we really started hitting hard, Mr. Charlin and I and Mr. Levanway, of setting up where we need to be. You know, what roads need the help, what roads high traffic and what roads don't have any ditches. We've had flooding issues, you know. And unfortunately, during that time, we've had a flood every year. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember we were down on River Road rebuilding this by the old schoolhouse. And Camel's Hump, Scrabble Hill, and Mountain View ended up in Ridley Brook, and we had to stop. And you know that's the problem is we can sit here and plan and do all this all we want, but we all know if we get a flood.
Would you rather have a committee of people to work with, or one person to go to that would then go to that committee?
I really think one. Like I said, the committee was not a bad thing, but there were personal issues with the committee that it would get fogged. Mm-hmm. So I think that though it was a good committee, and I think some good things came out of it. I mean, great things came out of it. We updated our fleet of equipment. I mean, that was a road committee along with the select board, but you know, myself and two of the committee members, I mean, we spec'd out trucks for over a year before we finally came up with what we have now. They were a big push behind a lot of that new equipment. They were a big push of raising our gravel budget. We had good things come out of it.
Was the interpersonal stuff?
The interpersonal stuff got in the way.
Okay.
So with that saying that there's a potential of having a town administrator, it would be, you know, a lot of towns around us have that for that very reason. Select board members come and go, and hopefully your administrator sticks it out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
That's kind of where I'm at.
Jerry?
No comments.
No comments or questions?
Okay.
Adam, thank you very
much. Thanks, Adam.
No problem. Do you want me to resend these to you for anything? Do you want to just set them up?
Oh, your road report? You can send those to me, and I can try and play around with like a visual for a town meeting. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and if I... your minutes. Do you need that?
Do you need
it?
Do you need this for the minutes or no?
No. Okay. You can send that to me electronically.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. No problem.
It's been a long week. It's been a long day.
We're only not even halfway
through. Although I said I'm going to use the emergency management maps to highlight sections because there's.
So I have the regular items for signature, and I apologize to Jerry. I just realized today that I need to update the names. So some of them are updated, and some of them have been hand-updated for the signature spot. So
thanks for coming
anyway,
in,
going forward, they are updated. There are two additional things for signature. One is later on the agenda, so I don't, maybe Tamitha brought it, but it's the contract for the fire protection.
I didn't bring it, but I was going to review it, but I'm glad you have it here for signature.
Okay.
Thank you.
And then what I would hope is the final budget proposal, and I made a copy for everybody as well. To give to Maureen. I want you guys to all that. It's actually the second thing I'm giving you.
Thank you.
There. And if it looks good, then I'm leaving a copy in here for you to just sign on the front, which you're going to end up, I believe, signing off on the entire town report, but there's so much detail here that, and I've made edits, so I just want to make sure that we have the fewest changes possible for once I give it to Maureen. And it does have the capital reserve plan, too, at the end, the most recent, I believe, intention that everyone had. So that's great. All there. And then the first page, I believe the articles you provide to Maureen, those are the ones I'm aware of. I don't think the grammar is very good on them. For some reason, I was having a really hard time deciding what thing should go next to what adjective should describe what part. But they're a starting point for the ones that I'm aware of. It is believed that the town did vote for tax payments to be due at the end of the business day on the due date, not by postmark, physically in the building.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But VLCT has said that that is something that has to be approved by the voters, and I can't find it, Aaron can't find it, and Maureen hasn't seen it. So we can continue to go on the assumption that it was voted on at town meeting, or we can put it out there and have it. Of course, there's always the chance that they won't want to do that anymore, which would be really disappointing. But anyway, every time I go to a VLCT meeting, I find out there's something that we're supposed to have on the record. And this one happened last year, that it should be on the record that's our policy.
Every year or prior year, the postmark?
It can go on forever, but we can't find the past one that shows that it was ever done.
Oh, because the town reports are up on that top shelf.
Yeah, I seem to recall this included in at least one article. Yeah.
I thought you would look, but Erin did not find them. I asked her to look as the assistant treasurer.
The other Erin.
Yeah, no, but I mean, I think it would be in the last 10.
Because okay. You have the minutes from the prior.
I have the town reports
from the prior year.
Forever, yeah.
I've got them from like 80. And it's. I know we've.
I even read that wasn't even that long ago. I
think. Yeah,
that it was approved.
I want to say it's
within
less
the
than
last 5 years.
I don't know about five, but probably about that.
If I, I'll go home and. I'll write myself a note to go home and look it up.
I can do that when I'm in the office. I asked Erin, and she looked pretty well through everything, and she said she did not find it. But she's, you know, Erin Campos. She's my assistant. So I did not double back and check myself, but I can do that, Lars. I know you have a lot of other things, and I'll be in the office anyway. So.
Because we did say the second Friday in October and not a date.
Right, but was it addressed? Was the postmarks addressed, or just the date and in the office?
I believe at some point, and Aaron said probably it wasn't that long ago that postmark was.
I only have last year's.
No, it wasn't last year. It was a few years ago.
Okay, so that one will obviously be omitted if we find it. Postmark. If we don't find it, it might be a good idea. So, those are the ones I'm aware of. They address the truck. They address setting up the reserve fund, how much we can spend out of the reserve fund for grants, and that.
Okay,
postmark.
That's what that second one is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you, that may not be something you want to put in. It may not be necessary, depending on how you write your policy for spending of the reserve funds. So.
Okay.
Those are just sketches of the ones I'm aware of that came up during the budget committee meetings and ones that have come up in my office.
And those are the ones I'm looking back at the 12/8 meeting where we reviewed
all
of
the articles.
Those. Yeah. And
The only one I'm not sure of is the dollar amount in grant project expenses, what we landed on, if we landed on that.
If you look at the budget, it would be $1.27 million, which is far more than is even in the reserve. So, you know, would we be able to do all of those if we didn't have any grants? Obviously not. So it's something for you to think about what you want to put in there for amount. If you want to put in the amount that would eventually be our portion, but then it kind of doesn't allow you to spend it and then get it paid back.
Do we know approximately what date we can expect? So like Dowsville, we know we've been awarded it. I have no idea when Adam plans on starting it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember what the dates are. So the money doesn't come in until after we've spent it.
You spend it, you fill out, this is the state one, you fill out that TA-65 and put all the paperwork in, and then you get your portion
back. We know how long it takes?
They're usually pretty quick if everything's in order.
The state seems quick. Right now, like it's been at least a month that Adam's told me that the Central Vermont Regional Planning check should be in, and it's not in. Mm-hmm. I don't know if FEMA's that quick. I can't imagine being federal that it would be that quick.
No, it's paid through the state, so if everything's in order, the question that we have out to them is that these smaller projects, are they going to be reimbursed, or do we have to wait till the Cross the Hill swap?
Yeah, and I was trying to think about timing of things, right? So if we thought we were going to have money coming in on some by a certain date, we could maybe cut that in half. You're right, yeah. $1.2 million out of the, we don't have that in the capital reserve to put in there for grant expenses. So how much can we do fiscally?
And this isn't the capital reserve that's going to get confusing. It's the reserve that is of the general fund. And then there's borrowing. There's short-term borrowing for grants also.
Yeah.
But so, you know, whether you want to even have that article, again, it that article may be necessary depending on how you word your policy for spending the money.
Okay. All right.
I think that's all. Just sign, sign, sign. And I sent the financials. Were there any questions about the...
I think so. I didn't have any.
Thanks, Ann. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Ann. Thanks for hanging in here later tonight. And you should really, like, treasurer ahead of the road foreman, like, on an ongoing basis.
No, he's paid overtime. It's okay. And I'm curious to hear about the administrative assistant. That's coming up.
It's coming up. We've got a couple other things to go through first. So emergency management, we talked about comments on the mitigation plan by the end of the week to Eric. Planning Commission. Erin, any updates from the Planning Commission?
I think Brian was going to be here. Let me think about where they're at right now. So they're meeting later this week, and they're setting up the schedule to do the hearing on the zoning revisions.
Okay.
Because that'll be a public hearing. And then once they have that, then we need to have a hearing held by the select board as well, which we could incorporate into one of our regular meetings as long as we post it the right way. So we'll know more. They meet this Thursday, so we'll know more after that. Did they end up scheduling anything with you so far or no?
No, but he worked out his timeline and he had to adjust it because our paper of record, the library record, is a weekly, not a...
Yeah, so I think they're looking at the first full week of February for their hearing.
So we wouldn't be having a hearing until later in February.
Correct.
Okay.
That's all I know.
Okay.
In Town Forest Committee, we should move... their meeting was supposed to be last Thursday when it snowed so badly, so they canceled that meeting
and
are postponing it. So we'll put them on the... move them to the 22nd.
Okay. Future of the Gravel Pit Committee.
Wow. So we haven't had another meeting yet. Mo's still working with an engineer. I managed to set up an in-person meeting with Susan Baird at the state before I left, and then she canceled it.
Of course.
And I was just so excited. And then when she canceled it, I was upset. So we were back in touch last week when everyone was back from holiday. And they are moving their offices now. The 8th is when the actual move happened. So all this week they were packing everything. She said she left the Duxbury file out so it was easily accessible, and that next week she would contact me with when she and I can get together to speak in person.
Okay.
The reason I want to meet with her is Maureen has found a file like this big on the gravel pit, and I've managed to make my way all the way through that file and get some sort of... So things that happened in 98 are with everything that happened in 98, everything that happened in 2012 and 2014 amendment, and trying to find written proof of reclamation of the different zones or phases. They're called different things in different letters, areas. In the last email from Susan, she told me, she confirmed that, she confirmed that one of the areas was reclaimed, according to this, area one had been reclaimed based on the October site visit that we did.
Okay.
I had in my notes that area one had already been reclaimed like a few years ago.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of stuff I'm finding where like people are talking about different things, and I want one sheet of paper so next year if I'm not sitting in this seat, someone has a sheet of paper that is from Susan that says this happened here, this happened here, this happened here.
Whatever you do, don't file it under W because Maureen will find it
or
in a
L.
decade.
Or
yeah.
L.
We'll file it under
G
Tamitha.
For gravel
there you go.
And Adam has developed Adam was asked by the committee to start, Jeff, I'm going to look at you, but to start sort of plotting out what he's looking for,
mm-hmm.
if a possible use of that land may be for some of the things that Adam is looking for. And he has done that. So that will be helpful for us in the next meeting as we start to think about and consider all of the possible uses.
Mm-hmm.
Susan also confirmed that a site plan wouldn't need to be developed until we're much further down the
mm-hmm.
road in terms of what we are going to do with that, with the land. So,
okay.
Any questions?
Anything to add?
Anything to add, Jeff?
I just want to know when the next meeting is.
I know. I know.
By now.
Well, yeah, we said that once Mo met with the engineer, just so we have something to go with. I'll send a note to Mo and you and Allison tomorrow just saying that I actually think from what Maureen gave me, all of the site plans that we have, I don't know that we need to have another engineer take a look at something just for us to do our work. Mo thought it would be helpful to have an engineer give us a sense of like quick rough drawings, but I think we have good drawings from to use for, mm-hmm. for these purposes. So hopefully in a week or so.
Any questions, comments for Jennifer?
Where did their office move to?
Her direct line and email stays the same. They are relocating to Montpelier at 10 Baldwin Street, effective January 8th.
Any place with no parking.
Yeah. During legislative session.
Oh.
Yeah, have fun. Ugh. Park at the Department of Labor and take the shuttle in.
No, I don't leave my truck anywhere. Too much tools in
there. There you go. Anything else on that topic?
No.
All right, fire protection contract, new business.
Sure. So Anne noted this. We did get the fire protection contract from Waterbury, from Bill Shepelek, sent it. Presently, the amount is down $835 from the 2017 agreement, and we did get some backup documents just justifying costs, showing what their budget, the budget document that does have notes. And he also highlighted variations between the budget and actuals just for us to be able to, do our due diligence on this particular contract. He did say that he doesn't expect much to change to the 2017 expenses, even though there are some outstanding ones, like a electric bill or gasoline bill that may be that may need to post to 217 that they haven't gotten yet. Mm-hmm. But unless it makes an appreciable difference, 250 or more, and the contract price, he's willing to say the draft amount is good, and that the price the price would not go up, is what he said. So I don't know if anyone has any questions about fire protection. Did everything look okay to you, Anne, just based on your staff?
I didn't go through the support documents.
Okay.
So much.
Okay.
I saw that it went down. It's probably good. So. And the fact that, as opposed to the library, that there were support documents and that it looked like they had based it out by town.
Exactly, yes. Yeah, so. Yeah, yeah. Good. Okay.
Okay. How much is it?
The total contract,
107,570.
Yeah.
And the other fire contract is how much?
What other fire contract?
More than like 5,000.
Yeah, very.
More like 3, but they're not available either.
Did that go up or did that stay?
If it went to 5,000, it went up.
No, I haven't seen any change, any increase. I just couldn't remember. I just knew size wise.
It's in your budget line there.
So we got about 110,000 a year for fire contract.
Mm-hmm. Yep. 107,570.
About what it's been for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's got to be warned, right, as part of the town meeting, doesn't it? Isn't that what that says? That we that will be approved by the voters?
It's
just
in
the budget.
Oh,
in the budget. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
It read like an article, that's why I was asking.
Yeah.
They okay. just want a copy back of the contract with your signatures on it. But if it's a draft, they may not need it yet. I didn't even realize that it was just a draft.
Yeah, I think he wants to wait until it's final, but wanted to get that to us as we're preparing our budget.
They made might buy a new fire truck at their town meeting and then
we're... Not that new.
I don't have to pay for the police.
Tower truck. Yeah. You see what they sold the other one for? The old one? $7,500. Mm. With about... $20,000 of ladders and stuff that's on it still.
Okay. Anything else on fire protection?
Please, no.
Okay. Select board access to FEMA account. So this came up as a result of a meeting that Lars and Adam had, where Lars was asking for access to the FEMA portal. And I spoke with Adam about it, and according to FEMA, there's quite an administrative process they have to go through to get people in, and even to get people terminated, like when they leave.
Okay.
So they don't typically give that access to select board members because they rotate so often.
That makes a lot of sense.
Whereas a permanent employee or somebody that's more likely to stay in their longer term, that's where the access is given.
Thanks for the clarity.
That's where that information came from. So I think
tonight
it's on here to decide, do we want to still ask for that level of access for the select board, knowing that...
I think we want to go with FEMA's inclination.
Yeah, right. They just feel like it would be more of an administrative burden.
We go with FEMA's inclination.
Okay. Road roundtable. So Corey has reached out to me, and I don't know who else she copied, maybe the whole board, about the Duxbury representation at the roundtable, and she copied the whole board because she wasn't sure who was still here and who'd left because Stefan had left. And
I sent her she contacted me. I think I copied you, maybe.
Maybe, I don't remember. But
and told her that I was going to be in this next meeting.
Oh, I did not get that.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So basically, I thought we would discuss, you know, how we wanted to do that. When Stefan and I went to the last one, Adam also went with us. And a lot of the topic of conversation was around the municipal road general permit and all the requirements being placed on the towns. So I think because you have been going to those meetings, it makes sense.
I think this is now, if I've got the timeline right, this is now focusing on the stormwater.
Could be.
Because that's it's a labyrinthine situation where you have all these different things interacting, and I think it's still a work in progress. So that's, I'll go with that then.
Okay. I thought the stormwater was a different thing. I thought this was
the roads roundtable. I don't know that she said
the roads roundtable, which they've had before, is where they've got.
And we talked about the permit. at the last one.
Yeah.
I don't know what other elements beside that permit, which is
they
fairly
talk
complex.
About everything
best
that the
practices
valley
and training
town
helping each other out.
Share mm-hmm. best practices.
I mean, I'll go to that.
We basically go in. They talk about so the permit was the topic at the last one. They had the state come in and do a presentation. And then each town kind of shared, you know, what they were doing, that type of thing. So it's really just informational sharing kind of stuff. Yeah. I don't know if they're going to have any kind of special speaker. Every town is basically meeting tonight, and this was going to be an agenda item. So the conversation was going to be, who will represent Duxbury, and do we want to try to meet before or after town meeting? Was the question. So, and my add-on was going to be, I think that Adam should go. He has been going to them.
As long as he's mobile, that's good.
Yep.
That was a big question.
So, thoughts on, I think every town's going to come back with whether or not they have the capacity to meet before town meeting. I think that's the next part we want to decide on. So, if we do it before, absolutely, you could go as a select board member. If it's after, who knows who will be here.
Yeah.
So it's that consistency.
Well, you've got me as a volunteer if the consensus is to have it before.
Okay.
Unless there's some
cataclysmic
intervention.
The only things coming up for us in this next month and a half is, first and foremost, we've got to get everything to Maureen this week for the town report. We have the Webster Road issue coming up at the next meeting, which I might take a little time like the Dowsville one did today. There's also some kind of BLCT workshop on tuning up for town meeting. Mm-hmm. That seemed more like for moderators, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's like more general administrivia.
Okay. So I'm just trying to think what else is going on.
And the DRB hearing.
The DRB hearing.
Possibly, well, the one that the select board has to do.
The zoning.
The zoning hearing. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. So just throwing that out there. But other than that, I don't think I've heard of any other.
Yeah, usually the road round table would be like first thing in the morning during the day. Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily going to interfere with any of the other evening kind of.
Well, that's attractive, but I usually have breakfast at about 3 in the morning.
They brought bagels and coffee to the last one.
So yeah. I think, you know, if there's not a specific, you know, if we want to say sometime in February would work or whatever, then that's fine.
I will say, if I contact Hoyer's, that I'll represent, Adam will represent. You know, his schedule, he's more schedule dependent than I am.
Well, it depends on his doctor's appointments, so we'll have to see how that goes, but at least one of us.
But we can do it, before town meeting.
Yep. Okay. Thank you, Lars. So you'll respond to Corey?
I will respond to Corey.
Upcoming EMD training. So this is an 8-hour course being offered in Central Vermont on February 17th at the State House. It is for emergency planning directors and I believe other local officials. So Eric is still our emergency management director, mm-hmm. correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would assume that he's going.
I heard he's getting done.
He hasn't said that to us.
When is this? It's in February?
February
17th.
He's
not done before that.
Send him to...
I guess it's really just he's the only one that has to go, although they sent it to all select board members, too. So...
Did you get that as an electronic file, or did that come in the mail?
No, I got an email on it.
Can you send that to me?
Yeah. Thanks. Does anybody else have an interest in going to something like this?
No. Did Eric get a copy?
I was just saying.
I believe he's on here. It came from Central Vermont Regional Planning Commission, I believe.
I just want to make sure Eric has
it. Okay. Yeah, I don't know if he gets it. I don't know. Yeah.
If not, let me know and I'll make a note on it, Aaron, to forward it to him as well. So just making sure somebody's going to attend. And then before we move on to old business, I have here a letter to the town, city, village, clerk, and select board from VTrans. Enclosed is your 2018 Certificate of Highway Mileage. The certificate must be completed in order to determine your town share of state aid for town highways for fiscal year 2019 and ensure that your town highway map remains current. So there's a bunch of stuff in here. We have to get it back to them by February 20th. We have to fill in anything here that's changed, I believe.
That's part of what we're doing now with Bob and those discrepancies that we
Do you want to hold on to this?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you let me know, Maureen, if any of us have to
I think you're going to address it. Well, you'll sign it at some point.
Okay.
Next meeting.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Eric got that.
Awesome. Thank you. I'll look forward to Lars. Okay. Old business, town administrator position update.
Yes, I realized very late last night that I hadn't sent you guys the draft of the job description, so I forwarded that out. I printed what I had sent, so I think that some of you made some edits throughout the day today, but I don't have that printed out. What I basically did was took the... Sorry, I just got a text that my husband's truck went into a ditch, so I'm a little distracted.
Oh,
he's okay.
Geez.
But we might need your help getting it pulled out of the ditch when I go home, when we go home.
Sure. So, yeah, winter time.
Right across from the street. My
We've
road.
Got a
yeah.
chain. Yeah. We'll travel.
Great. Thanks. Sorry, anyway.
Sorry, I'd do the same thing.
He said it was his fault, not the road's fault, by the way. So. anyway, so what I did with this was took all of the other administrator, town administrator descriptions that were out there from all the other towns that I had that from, kind of condensed them all, edited down. It's still really long, so having you all edit a little bit more would
some
be
some comments on it earlier
helpful.
Today.
What I did like about, I forget which town it was, that had the essential duties broken out by administration, mm-hmm. financial, mm-hmm. public relations, and policy and law, mm-hmm. so I like that. In many of the other towns, the administrator handles all, seemingly almost all of the budget and treasurer kind of stuff. I believe our treasurer is doing an incredible job of that, so there were a couple things that I changed to be like in coordination with the treasurer, I don't think it's going to conflict with any of it was not designed to conflict with any existing duties of either the town clerk or the town treasurer, because that was not the intention.
Be between us and you guys so that you could work with that person and not every single one of us.
Do you have an extra copy or can you forward when you...
Yeah, I can forward that, or I don't have an extra copy. Yep. I just have this, but everybody's a lot of... I'll share out to you all what this is.
And feel free to give us feedback.
Yeah, and what I'll do is I'll share the Google Doc of it, and that way you can comment on it and edit and kind of see what other people's edits are too, and that way it's all in one place rather than having a lot of floating ones out there. Sure. One of the kind of questions that came up was in terms of supervisory as I was putting this together, because there's not, it's specifically called out that doesn't supervise any elected official or any elected official's role. Mm-hmm. But it would, the town administrator would or could, if we decide that that's how we want to shape it, supervise non-elected town employees like the road crew, and I guess it's really the road crew. So
in our town. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in our town. So that makes sense to me in terms of what I feel like we're needing over there to keep this running well. So I don't know if Jerry and Lars had a chance to look at it yet, but I saw that both Tamitha and Stacy had made some comments already.
I haven't looked at it yet.
You have not?
No, so I'll look at it. I'll look at the copy. You know.
Okay, great.
So, Aaron, as you were developing it, and you were reviewing part-time and full-time town administrator job descriptions, what are the things that this person as part-time is not doing that he or she would do if they were full-time? Is that...
It's a really good question that it was one of the biggest struggles I had in looking at this, because as I started pulling this together, it really became clear to me that this is a full-time role with all of these things that are in
That's
there.
Fine.
So in terms of making this clearly able to be done within a 20-hour a week, I think that we would, I don't know. I mean, I honestly, I don't really know how to cut this down to 20 hours. Not everything that happens needs to happen on a day-to-day basis or week-to-week basis.
Right.
Some of this will be cyclical. There aren't grants all the time to apply for. So there won't, you know, there won't be everything that needs to happen all the time.
Well, I can just tell you, and I'm sure Lars can confess to this, that when I was liaison, it is a full-time job overseeing the highway department. Not that it means necessarily that in the day-to-day stuff, but all the project planning and going to all these meetings and all the grants, I mean, I think, and maybe if it's split between Adam and the administrator, so it's like a half and half, that may be the difference maker, you know, if Adam drafts something and then the administrator reviews it. I don't know. I just think that the intent of this was to take some of that pressure off of him so he could be a working foreman and get out and do grading and those types of things more. It seems like the state is just mandating so much more of that overhead and administrative requirement. Mm-hmm. So we might have to start it out as part-time and then next year revisit it.
That's how we had designed it. I mean, budget-wise, we didn't put it in the budget for a full-time role at all.
No, so we may have to be a little... We may have to remove some of
that. We may have to pare it down to the things that we find most essential, like meetings, grant applications.
So that, I guess that's what... So I... Like, when I read through it, I edited it, made it was clear, like, all this. But I feel like I want to go back over it and think about and just, you know, the little comment bar, comment on sort of the priorities of this position, knowing, because as I read that, that's not a half-time position.
No,
that's a full-time
and then some probably.
Position, and I would never apply for that because it's clear you're going to be working full-time, getting paid for part-time. Yeah. So...
It would be an hourly position, so you wouldn't be getting paid part time. You'd be getting paid for the hours you work. There's a budget. There's a cap that we have for it, right?
Right.
So,
I don't know if that's in there about it being hourly. So that's something you're going to want to determine if it's hourly or salary. But just circling back to who reports to who, technically the assistant treasurer and assistant town clerk are appointed, not elected.
Right.
So you'll want to make sure that's clear. And in one of the VLCT trainings that I went to, I don't know, one of the neighboring towns, there has been a lot of difficulty between the town administrator, manager, and those positions, other office positions, and offloading work because there's too much work for the office administrator. It was one town, one specific thing that I happen to remember, but that's just another area you might want to clarify. If you were, say, elected and garage, that leaves out those two.
Right. It actually says in here, he or she is the administrative head of all departments except those that are headed by an elected officer.
Okay, so headed by would cover those two.
In my mind, that covers that. Yep. But yeah, good point of clarification.
What about appointed? Appointed.
What about appointed?
There's a lot of appointed positions.
Right. So that those folks, if they're employees who are appointed, then they would report through this position. Who did you have somebody particular in mind?
Oh, there's just a lot of appointed people that the select board appoints into positions.
You're asking if we could appoint an administrator?
No,
is this person
in charge of the management?
Are they in charge of the appointed people?
Yes. Appointed employees.
Do we count them as employees?
Yeah, we wouldn't. The appointed. So you're talking about like the Planning Commission. Chairs.
Yeah, it wouldn't be that. No. It wouldn't be people that aren't compensated and that aren't considered employees.
So it wouldn't. They wouldn't have oversight.
Get a stipend for
per year. Just like the, I think we'd have to be a little more clear about that.
We'll have to be more specific about that then.
Mm-hmm.
The idea really around this is to try to get our three-man crew, all three of them out working.
Right. Well, Al Quinnell is an appointed position.
Right.
But he is like an employee. So.
Well, and I guess part of what this person does is with that kind of thing, if somebody, if Al had a HR issue, if he had an insurance problem, if he had...
Did he get benefits?
Budget requests that he wanted to talk about, or if he got injured when he was doing work while he was working for the town, though, then that would be an issue where that town administrator could potentially step in if that's...
None of that would apply to him. So I think Jeff brings up a good point. The appointed positions are not employees. The only real full-time employees are the road crew, the highway department. So from a supervisory capacity, the administrator would be responsible for that. Mm-hmm. And they would broker between the town office and the select board, maybe. They wouldn't supervise them.
I don't know that they would broker between the town office.
Just saying, when we were talking about Ann as an example with the financial responsibilities, like working with the budget, they might be the person doing the initial drafting of a budget instead of like the first budget committee meeting being with the whole select board there.
They do the researching.
They do all of that, give Ann all of that, and then Ann and the administrator would come to the budget committee. That's kind of what I was thinking when we were talking about how they would liaison between them.
Yeah.
And then one of the things you'd put in there was like the signing of the invoices. So rather than have two members of the select board in doing it, it would be the town administrator with the town treasurer doing that administrative work.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, but that doesn't mean that the administrator would be supervising Ann.
No.
Right. So same with Al. He's the DRB, so he might have need some kind of administrative support that they would help with, but they wouldn't supervise him. The select board would still be responsible for that. I think that kind of the gist of it.
Is this person going to have any, I mean, because you chose to have an administrator, not a manager, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Correct.
Are you giving them any supervisory? Do you want them to even supervise the...
I would like...
Don't you want them to work with Adam, not supervise him?
Well, my thoughts were, and frankly, that they would supervise the highway department, because I feel like the select board, and I think Adam said this and Brian said this tonight, we change too often, so there's never a consistent supervisor that directs their work. You know, right now it's this board of five, and in April it could be all five new people that then have to go back through all the history that we went through the last year and recreate that working relationship. Whereas if you have a town administrator doing that, the consistent feedback and supervisory support that an employee would get would be there, and the administrator would then bring the new select board up to speed. Okay, so this is where we are with the project planning. This is where we are with the budget. You know, this is where the equipment is, that kind of thing, and bring that select board up to speed. Decision-making would still be done by the select board, but you would have a consistent body person that would basically be there to support that highway department so that they're not getting used to a new boss every year, I guess.
But wouldn't that be more of a road commissioner, though, then, if their main responsibility was going to be...
Well, that was one of the things we talked about, right. But you wanted them doing more than that, or not you, but we wanted them doing more than that. We wanted them to be clerk of the select board. We wanted them to help out with all of the grants.
Yeah, this is like three people.
Well, we can look it over and bring in our suggestions about pairing it or modifying it.
I think we have to pair it. So I just want to make sure.
In mind too, you're doing some cleanup and catch up.
Oh yeah.
So, I mean, you got to admit, time now as to 6-8 months ago is different.
So I want to be clear that they would be supervising. Wouldn't they be supervising Adam, who would then be supervising his crew?
That's so the ideal way.
Okay.
Maybe we should just take supervisory responsibility out of it. The problem that we
have...
I know, but the problem that we have is the supervisory responsibility of the select board over even the road foreman is not working. At least not for this board. It has not been working. It's been extremely contentious and difficult. And time again, the feedback I hear is, you guys change every year. Mm-hmm. You know?
No, so I agree. I brought that up tonight.
I think, you know, the whole point of adding the supervisory language in there was to give Adam some consistency. Now, I'm not suggesting that this person micromanages him, but it is a layer of leadership that he needs, that highway department needs. Somebody's going to be accountable. So it's either going to be the select board completely as it is now, or we're going to go with an administrator. If we're not going to do that and have that person come in and take on that responsibility, then you're really not looking at an administrator. You're looking at an administrative assistant to come in and handle help with grant writing and clerk of the select board.
Right, and that, so I think that's worth thinking about again, because one of the original suggestions was, is this a town administrator or is this a assistant to the select board?
Correct.
So if it's a town administrator, then what all the There's other more. Town administrators have generally is some supervisory responsibilities, and that's part of that level of that role. I do think that some of the things, whether we decide that this person would supervise the road foreman or be a support to that road foreman, I think some of the things that they would be able to do would be take all those work logs and be able to, you know, combine that information together, report out as to how the road crew's time and our resources, et cetera, are being spent. Yeah. You know, being able to dive a little bit deeper into how's the crew working, whether that person ultimately takes responsibility for supervising that or then turns around and gives that information to Adam so that he does. I guess that's what we kind of finally need to figure out.
But I think the real question is then who gives the foreman feedback on his own performance? So if the select board isn't doing that level of work with the foreman, then how does the select board know how to rank his performance? Again, you're going to rely on that administrator to give you that information. So I think we need to figure out how a supervisory structure like that would work. So, for example, in the town of Waterbury, you have a town manager, you have a public works director, and you have a highway foreman. So the way the chain of command works is the town manager and the public works director determine whatever it is they determine. I don't know how they prioritize stuff in that town, but they do whatever, budgeting, whatever, with feedback from the foreman. Mm-hmm. The foreman runs the day-to-day activities. She directs the crew. She says, today, you know, you're going to go grade Sweet Road, and you're going to go, you know, patch potholes on Blush Hill. You know, I mean, she directs the day-to-day work. The public works director and the town manager do not. But they are at that higher level, and they do. The public works director does rate performance. So, I mean, it's the structure that we're trying to put in place. I don't really care one way or the other. All I know is that whatever we're doing right now does not seem to be working effectively. And the idea of putting the administrator in a position to supervise or oversee the highway department was to remove the political body out of the way and basically be the conduit. Now, in Waterbury, they have a select board, too.
Right, exactly.
Right? And the select board goes to the town manager and goes to the public works director and even sometimes goes directly to the foreman and says, you know, this is a problem that needs to be solved, but there's a clear chain of command, too. And the select board does not, in Waterbury, I don't believe, go and get into the middle of day-to-day stuff. They go through the town manager and the public works director.
I think that to me the important point you are saying, and that is hinged off Brian's observation, is that there is a stable body transitioning from year to year.
Mm-hmm.
That I think that's the linchpin of this position, and then we can add to that. Rather than pare down, we start at that point and then add one duty after until another.
Yeah, I think that
another.
If he doesn't have that supervisory ability, then he won't provide that stability because he'll just be doing what the select board says every day.
Alrighty.
Well, the only alternative you have is if you want the supervision to remain with the select board member with the longest runway, if you will, should be the person responsible for providing feedback to the foreman. But again, how do you figure out what that is? Like, if you take one person that has a 3-year term, after the first year they're down to 2 and there's another 3-year term, you're still shifting somebody at least every 2 years.
I like how this is gelling here.
You know, I mean, so that in my mind, and Aaron did most of the research on this, but in my mind, it's that consistent. I mean, Jerry, you and I have worked for the state, right? We both know. So we've got a new governor. We could have a new governor next year, although unlikely, but possible. When the governor changes, you know, the cabinet level changes, but your boots on the ground supervisor is the consistent supervisor.
Well, yeah, my immediate supervisor has not changed, but everyone above him has.
Exactly. So for that poor soul, it's not so much fun. But, I mean, it's still trying to kind of leave some structure.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying, I agree with that. That stability would be, you know, that would be one of the primary purposes of having this person. So,
So then this person, and I'm just curious, you've done research, I don't know how it works, when this person reports to the select board.
Correct.
So what is the procedure if the select board wants to change this person, doesn't feel it's working, but hasn't been around long enough to set a path of bad performance appraisals or whatever? What is the procedure for replacing this person?
We're an at-will employer, so we could release them at any point.
We could do that now.
Who's going to hire the back town administrator, the town or the select board?
Select board.
Is that going to be voted on by the town?
The town has to approve the budget for it. If the budget passes with that position allocated in it as it is right now, then that basically gives the select board the authority to hire for that position.
Are you sure town administrators are in that will position?
Yep.
Yes.
You checked.
Yeah.
Some appointed or not.
I think it depends on your charter.
Some are hired, some are appointed.
Would be a hired.
This would be hired.
Mm-hmm. The only problem I have with it, I think it's a good idea.
So we can count on you to stand up and support.
Right, the first year is going to be, you got to figure out.
You're right.
Yeah.
And whoever the new select board is got to hopefully be willing to continue to give it time to work out. And, I mean, that's the risk, right? Because it changes.
We wouldn't be able to hire them until July anyway.
Right.
So that is my point about us needing to be very clear about what the priority for a half-time position is, because none of us may be here. So we have a very, based on all of our experience this year, which feels like much longer than a year.
Not even
We've developed this position and this idea for this position based on that learning, and we have very specific needs that we hope that person will fill. And I just want to make sure that those very specific needs are reflected in the job description, and that the job description adequately reflects a 20-hour position and isn't, we're not setting up this person for failure.
No, agree.
Yeah.
So that's why, like, I agree that the supervisory, I mean, I'm the one who brought it up tonight about Adam. He's had, you know, all these different supervisors. I don't know how he does it. So that's not my thing. I just want to make sure that the priorities are reflected in the, and that's the lens I did not look at that through. Mm-hmm. I just edited it.
Okay.
So I'd like to look at it one more time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, isn't final.
We're not
going to
post
stretch
it until after it's approved anyway.
So that gets me to my second question. My sense is people will ask at town meeting what the position is about. Are we prepared to make that public, that description, to share that in advance of the meeting so that folks can...
It could go in the... Well, I don't know if we'll have it done.
It'll probably be
report.
Too late for the report, but I think we can have copies of the job description available.
Okay, good.
There, for sure.
Good.
I think we should.
Yeah, okay,
people
good.
Are
gonna, good.
This is a significant budget impact.
Yes, exactly.
So I think we want to have that ready to go.
Okay.
And then if it doesn't get passed as part of the budget, then whoever is the next select board will have some at least information that they need to figure out how they're going to implement that kind of oversight.
Okay,
without an administrator.
Yeah. So before the next meeting, about everybody go into the document, put your requests and suggestions there, and I'll try to pull that all together. And maybe just at the bottom, the end of the document, like top three priorities, top five priorities that you think that this person should be responsible for, whether they're in here included already or not. And I'll have include both of you in that same thing as you review this as well. Does that sound good?
So you're staying on the select board?
Until March.
I'm hearing right now you're running again.
I wouldn't say no to run it again at this point.
Somebody's going to have to run this, and if somebody else comes in and says...
Well, Stacy's in a 3-year term at this point.
Yeah, that's one person out of five.
Understood. No, everybody else is up for re-election.
That's the way it goes.
So we'll see.
And hopefully whoever joins the board wants to do what's in the best interest of the town, and we can all come to an agreement, but...
I understand.
No guarantees.
I've just been coming to these for a long time, and from one board to the next, they're like... And don't do it.
Yeah,
well, I don't.
A lot of good stuff has gone to hell. And it's,
yeah, I hear you.
I'd like to see Adam go back to work.
Mm. So would I.
And not do paperwork on it.
I think he would.
So would I.
Agreed. Would love to see that.
That's why.
So would he.
That's why we're trying to work this out.
I like it. I don't like the money part of it, but I like it. But I don't know if it's going to work.
But the money's going to be spent one way. Either the money is spent because we have to contract stuff out because Adam can't do that part of the work, or...
Right.
We bring that money, we spend it on an internal employee, get more grant money, hopefully, so that Adam can go back to work.
I think it'll work if they don't supervise the road crew. That's the hard part.
Who would you see supervising the road crew? The select board?
It's got to stay the select board. It has to. Mm-hmm. Because you're going to hire somebody to do administrative work, they ain't got a clue what they're doing outside that building. That's the hard part.
The select board doesn't either, which is year.
They have, you got your husband. You got some.
I don't. I don't.
You still have somebody there.
Let me just say this on the record, okay? This is for you, and it's for everybody that's listening to this tape. My husband and I don't talk about this stuff. You know why? Because it puts him in a bad position. Because out of respect for the job, he's been in this kind of job before, and he works for another municipality, he would prefer that he and I not debate about how the roads are maintained or what this road crew should do.
Right.
I learn a lot by listening, but he doesn't want any part of this. And honestly, Jeff, it's that kind of assumption that has me considering whether or not I want to come back anymore.
It's good to have him there.
But he doesn't want
to know something, you ask him.
Yeah, well, you should hear what goes on outside of this town when he has in the past offered feedback. So I have a marriage that's going to come way before anything happens in this municipality.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's a good thing that you can ask him something.
I can't. That's the point I'm trying to make. So, unfortunately, I can't.
I was just saying it was a good thing.
I hear you, and I appreciate it, but I just want to be clear. I can't ask him because of what it does to him. So I have to rely on others.
Yeah.
But I think your thoughts about where the reporting structure of the road crew are important, and it's something for all of us to think a little bit more about as to whether this role should be more supportive to the road foreman in terms of taking care of the administrative things
and less supervisory.
Mm-hmm. Could still certainly support and assist in planning without being a director of what they're doing. So that's, I think all of us need to just put a little bit more thought into
and
how that should best execute.
I know you're sending it to Maureen and Anne, but should we send it to Adam as well?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Okay, because
he's aware of it, but he hasn't seen the details.
So it might be good for him to...
Good idea. Get their feedback, see what their thoughts are.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff, for your comments. I do appreciate it.
I didn't even
pitch it out. You didn't.
I'm on a new path.
Washers.
I
tried.
They're little pretzels.
I never eat washers.
All right, moving on. We've only got a few more items, and then we're done. Town report update. So, including articles and warnings. I have to admit, this has fallen off of my radar, but I know that we...
Don't say that in front of Maureen.
Well, it has. I've been so inundated with all this other stuff. I know. I know it's got to be done, but I'm just not sure where we landed. So we reviewed a bunch of
letters.
Right? Yes.
So I've got the letter that I think I know Stacy and Tamitha had put some comments in, so I did incorporate those. I don't know if either Jerry or Lars...
haven't seen it.
Okay. It's in your email
from
last week sometime, and it's a link to a Dropbox or to a Google document.
Okay.
That you can go in there and read it, make comments on it, and I can continue to edit.
It is superb.
Yeah, I really like it. Very nice. A little long, but it's good.
It's long. There's kind of a lot going on, but it's long. It's like three pages.
Oh, it is a page count.
Yeah, it's three pages when you include the signatures. So, sure, room for a picture.
Oh my gosh, I can only imagine the pictures going through your mind right now.
You did?
Yeah. Okay. I believe my name is misspelled.
Oh, well, that would not be great then.
Lars, have you had a chance to look at it?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So if you and Jerry could look at it and get comments to Aaron by Wednesday.
Yep, I'll look at them from the Florida Keys and make some updates and send it over to Maureen.
Are you going to vacation?
Yeah.
When do you leave?
Wednesday morning.
Oh, how about tomorrow night?
Tomorrow afternoon. Wednesday morning at 5:30 I leave. So.
Can you guys, is there any way you can get it to her by noon tomorrow so she doesn't have to do it from the Florida Keys?
I won't be able to I'll be at work tomorrow till late, so whenever is fine. I'll have my computer in Florida.
Sometime tomorrow.
Yeah. You know what? If you're at work sitting on a beach drinking a mojito,
you're not right? On vacation.
We're not sorry.
But yes, that I'll correct your spelling of your name. Sorry about that.
It's 32 degrees there.
Going all the way down to the Keys, so it should be in the 60s and 70s. So,
It doesn't freeze very often in the Keys.
All right, so we've got the
letter
report,
is
the letter
near done.
Articles.
That's all that I had to do.
Articles was this. We got what Ann gave us. Is there anything else, Tamitha, or was that it?
No, these were all. So the only thing we have to do is go
plug in the dollar amount.
Where do we get that?
We talked about that. We have to estimate it from the grant dollar amount. So okay. It's like $1.2 million, which we don't have enough.
If we use that article.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, because
we have to debate that.
I also put a number in there on the tandem, which was just slightly higher than the current amount we have. So if that number looks good to you, of course you could change that.
Okay. So that's all we have to do is approve those, right?
You know, the language is probably not very good on them either. If you're talking about mine, I don't know if you're talking about
yours. I think they're all the same. Yours and ours are all one, Anne.
Okay. I would say...
The first one is the one we've looked at a lot carefully. Yeah. The others were more placeholders to remind us of what needs to be there. And I did, there's italic, I did add a section there that says...
I saw that.
As I did
my external audit.
Yeah. Yep. And I have emailed Bonnie to ask her advice on how to set it up in the financial reports and how to deal with it. She said she'd get back to me.
Okay.
I think she included the postmark to make it clear that...
Right.
Because she...
Lars and I were just talking about the one with the postmarks. And I think we can just say, delete the very end where it says, and not accepting postmarks. And just say, shall the voters approve a policy requiring tax payments be received by the end of the business end of business on the due date?
That's the specific part the OCT needs, is that they
and not
received. Oh, it is. Oh,
because
right.
People can say, "Yeah, I mailed it on time."
It says received by, though. But okay,
and that's
they
what
need
I'm saying. I don't think my language is good on that one. But okay. I need to. I will go back and look.
I swear
the last
we've got this because I think it says
so,
that.
Okay, so we're looking for it. Yeah, okay. I'm going to look for it.
But if
we
don't have it, let's get the language right.
My language, I'm sure.
So we need to do these now so we can finish this and give it to Maureen.
Yeah.
Because we're not meeting again before Monday.
Right. So shall the voters approve spending up to $155,000 from the Capital Reserve Fund to purchase a new tandem truck after trade-in for our current tandem truck? And in our Capital Reserve plan... We have it at $145,000, right? So,
yeah.
I think 155, it says up to. Mm-hmm. You don't have to spend all of
spend
that.
All of it. Mm-hmm.
So I think the last one is good. The one above it we're looking for. The first one I think we've beaten to death, but I'll read it again just to see if we're still all in approval. Shall the voters establish a reserve fund of the unassigned general fund balance as stated in the annual external audit and not to exceed 50% of the general and highway fund budget to cover unanticipated revenue shortfalls and to pay non-recurring and unanticipated general and highway fund expenses in accordance with 24 VSA section 2804A. Are we still good with that one?
50% is
yes.
What we're good with.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The only thing I would say is that in the... This is the one where that one is approved. Then the next one.
Yeah.
So in the second one, it calls it a general fund reserve. So I would just want to make sure that the language is the same. Shall the voters establish a general fund?
I didn't capitalize general fund, so I thought I was just describing it. But yeah, that is one thing I played with.
It's capitalized here. Yeah, general fund reserve.
Yeah.
So your recommendation is what?
We should either not capitalize it or call it the same in the first one.
Okay, yeah.
So then we would be calling it in grant project expenses from the reserve fund as needed, right? Because that's what we call it in the first one. Establish a reserve fund.
Right. The decision here is, yeah.
Language.
The decision is language, or the decision is we won't do it and we'll just get loans to take care of those.
Well, no, I just want to make sure that people understand that this fund that we're establishing up here is the same thing that we're talking about in the second one. So I would just say, shall the voters establish a general fund reserve, or I guess I would propose you
take the capitalization off the second one, because I'm trying to keep it as specific as possible, so it's not really like the capital reserve.
But leave it as general fund, but just not capitalized.
Right, because it's describing, because I say something about general fund in the first one. It's the general fund unassigned.
Unassigned general fund balance.
So I'm still specifying.
Okay.
So I would just take the caps out.
And again,
you can totally get rid of that one. That one depends on your policy, what your policy is around that reserve once it's created.
Which we have.
How much
we had a draft
you need
policy.
Yeah, you drafted it.
Where the heck did I put it?
It's in a Google Doc.
But the second one is to do
what? Yeah, but I
the way the policy was going to be, the second one is to cover grants, but if it's expected, you're supposed to get permission, and since these grants are now expected, you know what you're using. If you stick yourself with a dollar amount,
this could be really small or really big.
Then we're going to take loans.
Yeah.
I agree. So I don't have the policy with me. It must have fallen out of my folder.
If they shoot this down, how are you going to do your copay?
The copays have to come out of the highway budget.
Mm-hmm. Which you have a budget.
Well, no, it comes out, just like as it comes out of their labor, and it comes out of the sand we already have, and you'd be...
Sure.
But like the Dowsville project, you've got your copay lined up for a month.
Dowsville is $550,000. It would have to come out of...
Did we not include that in the budget?
That's in the budget.
I don't know.
It's the budget as an expense.
Okay.
With an offsetting revenue, though.
The whole thing being offset? Not our copay piece.
Which is how they recommended. This all makes it very complicated. Yeah, if they approve the reserve fund,
the administrator.
But they don't approve the spending of the money towards... Then you will...
Well, we will have to explain it.
Yeah. And you don't even have the policy can be more general, and you can take the article out. Options.
We have discussed this since November, like, multiple times.
I know, I feel like we always come back.
So, at this point, I don't have the policy draft with me, so I can't access it. I don't have a computer. There's no way for me to look and see where we landed with that, but I thought we had gone over that, too.
All right.
This, the first article, unanticipated and appear non-recurring. So that would allow us to pay a copay out of for a grant, right?
The first article?
Yeah.
Would not, because the first article says unanticipated and emergency. It does not say anticipated. And right now the grant is anticipated.
Okay. The second one is the one that would allow us to use that reserve fund if we needed to.
So
in grant project expenses.
Would it be better stated as a percentage of this fund rather than a dollar figure?
I'm not sure how to estimate the percentage, because the grant funds, Lars, are more than the total budget.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if this is all stuff you want to follow up with VLCT or the lawyers, this could be put off for another year, because in the past we've never even addressed the unassigned fund balance. I did state it in the town report last year. It wasn't a secret. It was in the treasurer's report.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have it be revisited. you can perhaps say that it's shown, those grants are shown as expenses. There's revenue and there's expense, so it may be obvious to taxpayers that if the expense is higher and the revenues are lower, then that's going to be us going over budget next year in the town and leave that second article out. I'm not a lawyer.
But
I
if
don't.
You're
the estimated expenses.
$500,000 and the split's 90-10 and it's not in kind, somewhere $50,000 has to come and you
right.
know that.
This would have been an issue to address with the budget committee. It was never added in as a additional expense. It was always equal.
So I have the policy.
None of these grants are equal, are they?
So it's the grant expenses anticipated for FY19 are $1.8 million. At 10%, that's $18,000. So this second article would be
$180,000.
I was like,
that's 1%.
It's way
10.
Too late
we could
to
come
be
up
doing
with
math
that.
Right now.
That's zero.
Yes, $184,000.
Right.
So what's our total highway budget, man? I can't remember. Can't tell from this.
There's what it used to be, and there's what it is with the grant money in there now. It's
yeah,
huge with the grant money in there.
I know.
It's like $1.2 million. So higher than that because the grant part alone is $1.2 million.
The total loans is $1.2 million. So the
$179.5 plus $108,000.
$1,270,000. So that's $127,000 out of. Out of $573,000.
And then again, please.
So the highway budget, which is 1.8 minus the 1.2, is $573,555.
Which is their regular maintenance part.
Right. That's
okay.
that's the total
road.
Highway budget without the grant money.
Okay.
Or grant expenditures. So one. Times 0.1, and we would need 127,000 out of that. So we have the 127,000 in the highway budget if we had to expend it, but that's only at 10%. That's not the full 1.2. We're way
you
short
can put
of
it
1.2.
In that way, though,
one's
tomorrow,
cash
maybe.
Flow and one's copay.
Right, but so what you guys will help me, okay, understand this. What we've been talking about is that. We have anticipated grant expenses of $1.2 million
mm-hmm.
for projects that we're going to do this year. We have to pay the $1.2 million before we get reimbursed 90%.
Right.
We only have $555,000 in the highway budget. So, and that would take that's for payroll, that's all of
it.
So we don't have $1.2 million to cover.
That's the cash flow piece. But if you're borrowing $100,000 and you know you're on the hook for $10,000 out of one of your buckets, you've got to have a place for the $10,000 to come, whether it be a line item, in kind, or out of your reserve. The cash flow of the $100,000 is one thing.
We have the reserve, and that's what we're talking about.
What if you just word that one as shall the voters approve? Paying grant project expenses from the general fund reserve fund as needed to cover expenses and not put in any amount.
I think that makes sense.
You need to be prepared at town meeting to have an indication of what your copay, because some of these are in kind and it's not going to cost you anything.
Mm-hmm. Do we know which ones are in kind?
Adam can tell you right off the top of his head. It's too late for me to think that.
Yeah, I hear you.
Central Vermont, I think that's in kind. That could value budget, so that's no more cash. That's already budgeted.
I'm just crossing out.
Dowsville
shall the voters approve
is
paying
not.
Grant project expenses? So I crossed out the up to blank and the
in. A lot of it's in kind because you already got your trucks you're going to get reimbursed for, your gravel you've already paid for. You paid a lot of that already.
Okay.
So, but like Dowsville, we're not doing anything on that. And if it's $500,000, $50,000 has to come from somewhere. And I don't think that's any kind of in-kind.
So, no, it's not. That's
right. So you, I think you need a list from Adam of what your copay is going to be.
I like the idea of not putting a dollar amount in there or a percentage.
Okay.
So do I. But in the draft reserve fund balance policy, what we say is, and I'm not saying this is a but and, we say any expenditure of the reserve fund by the select board for such purposes. So above it, it talks about that it has to be unforeseen revenue shortfalls or unforeseen expenses. Any expenditure of the reserve fund by the select board for such purposes shall require approval of a majority of the select board members after due notice and a public hearing. In accordance with blah, 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 expenditure for any other purpose shall require the authorization of a majority of the voters present at an annual or special town meeting. So I just, that's what that says.
So if we needed to cover for the Dowsville project, for example, we needed 50 grand from the reserve fund, we would just have to have a public hearing and get approval.
Right, because it's anticipated.
Yeah.
But that's what the reason for this is, by those grants are in this budget. They're anticipated, and you're getting their permission at town meeting, not having to call another meeting.
But the, it's only supposed to be unanticipated. The use of this fund, the use of this money, right, is just unanticipated. Where,
but that's not what the article is saying.
It's $50,000 off.
And non-recurring, you can use this money for co-pays on. Doesn't have to all be emergency.
Oh, and to pay non-recurring. And
so that's why the non-recurring, second one would be, because it's anticipated. Mm-hmm. Rather than having to call another meeting, you can ask for permission ahead on these projects.
So non-recurring is one element, and unanticipated is another element.
So maybe a
separate element.
Maybe
yeah.
A comma there. Pay non-recurring and anticipated. Okay.
So basically, the new article would read, shall the voters approve paying in grant project expenses from the general fund reserve as needed to cover expenses before reimbursement and for the town portion of these projects?
The in would be
not with them.
Take the in out.
Yeah, shall the voters approve paying grant project expenses?
Okay. I'm fine with that. What do others think?
Shall the voters approve paying grant projects expenses from the general fund reserve as needed to cover expenses before reimbursement and for the town? Yeah.
And general fund reserve is no longer capitalized.
Right.
And I think everybody's going to say, how much money is that going to be?
Right.
Before they say yes to that.
And we'll have the same discussion we just had.
So we'll be well prepared.
Yeah, somebody do the math in advance and hand it out as cheat
sheets
to those of us who...
$345,000
or whatever, which is what's in the fund. Beyond that, we have to borrow. Mm-hmm.
86.
Sandy. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
okay,
good.
All right, so Articles 1, 2, and 4, do we want to vote on approving those for the town report?
Wait, what about 3?
We can't until they go and do research on the not accepting postmarks.
You may not need it.
We may not need it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to look. We're going to research to see if that's already been voted.
So I think you can wait and approve that when you approve the entire town report, if it gets added back in. Is that right? Is that okay procedure? Are they approving it when they approve the entire town report?
They don't approve the entire town report.
Oh, I thought they get a whole copy and they sign off and it was one of the pages.
They never have, but anybody can look at it anytime they want, but.
Should we approve the language of it and then just say if
they have to sign the warning? They've got.
I don't think we can. If we have to change it, we have to vote on
the warning. They
have
to article. We have to wait until anybody.
Is it? I guess. What does it hurt for us to approve it and throw it back in there and save the time of the additional research?
Say that again, please.
I'm saying that is it worth it to just go ahead and approve this one about the tax payments? And include it and say, we've already done a little bit of research, we couldn't necessarily find it. Should we just go ahead and approve it and put it in there and just do it?
We can change the language now and approve it, and then we can strike it at town meeting. That's been done. It said, we've already voted on this. It turned out we already voted on this.
I guess, what's easier for you?
I would rather have it correct and not vote.
Like idiots at town meeting.
It shouldn't take more than 30 minutes of research, anyway. I would think.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go through all the reports that I got.
Yeah, I mean, I got to go do a bunch of death certificates. So.
Okay. All right, so why don't we do this? We'll approve 1, 2, and 4, and then let's say for number 3 that our approval is contingent on determining whether or not it's already been voted on. And if it's already been voted on, then the motion would be that we not include the article. If it hasn't been voted on, we can't find evidence of it, it would be to keep it in.
You could do your last-minute edits at the
22nd meeting.
Well, I mean, because you got to sign it that night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that work?
Sure.
Okay. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
I hope someone wrote that motion.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I have not written it yet, but I sure will. Because it's as long as this is still going. Yes, it is.
All right, so Erin, you added one more item under old business.
Actually, I think I did. The invoice. Oh, I added. So there are two more. Sorry, that was yours.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Yes, I just wanted to close the loop on, at the last meeting, the Select Board had received a records request to provide records to a citizen, and that was information was delivered as requested, and just wanted that to be on the record.
Yeah, I have to close that one.
Okay, so that's done.
That is done.
All right, and you said you had another one, Tamitha?
Yes, I just wanted to. We got an invoice for the ad statement for the road equipment operator that we need to just approve for. And to sign.
Okay.
So from Stowe, Waterbury, and the Valley Reporter in the amount of $674.28. So it will run. Yeah, so it ran 3 times.
You can just put it in with the other stuff to sign. Do you need all of us to sign that, or just initial it and then you'll do the warrant?
No, one person can initial it and put a code on it. And
okay.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Lars.
All right. Anything else people wanted to bring up before we go into executive session? Jeff?
Corner.
Which corner?
The same corner.
The one by the daycare?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't do anything about it this year. Because if you're not, I'm painting the lines myself. So.
Well, we put into the budget. Didn't we put that money in the budget?
Well, he's talking about lines for the intersection.
Oh, this. Oh.
We have nothing in the budget for those, for lines like that.
The state's supposed to pay them.
Right.
Thank you, Maureen.
We still have the traffic study to come. The weather has to be favorable for that.
They've already done it. They sat across the street from my house.
When was
this? Around the corner.
When was this?
A couple weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Because I made a move.
Well, good.
I kind of plowed the driveway there, practicing the driveway.
Well, that didn't work, does it? Well, I'll ask Dan what the next step is.
So you'll follow up on that, Lars?
Yep.
Do we have a budget line item for advertising or for posting stuff in the paper?
I think that was out of the Select Board.
Select Board.
The Select Board?
Yeah, okay. Select Board budget.
Along with the expenses for our big holiday party.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the pastry flour.
Fourth
of
July party.
Yeah. Holiday party.
Specifically, the garage ones. July. He has that miscellaneous.
Would you want to put this away with the others?
You can put it in there. He also has that miscellaneous. He says it's been used for that in the past.
We can eat it this
time.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff.
Have a good night.
Thanks, Jeff.
For comments. Have a good night.
Thanks, David.
Bye, David.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you for your help tonight.
I'd like to make a motion that we adjourn to executive session to discuss a personnel matter.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? All right. Please note for the record that we went into executive session at 9:08 p.m.
Hit the record.
And hit the stop button.
So this is where I always met. I think I pressed pause, right?
That'll work.